Thanksgiving dinner and send it to me. And if it looks good, I'll come over to your house and eat it. And the best Thanksgiving dinner I have that day gets $10 million. So sign up now.
$10 million? I have to tell Chef Peavy we have to enter that contest.
What'd you say about making me eat green bean casserole?
Oh, hey there. I have a really cool gift idea for you that I'm excited to tell you about. Like, actually, it's really good. It's called Displate. They're metal posters that look awesome. They're easy to hang, they don't damage walls or require tools, and they're easy to swap out if you want to change them up. All you have to do is clean the wall, slap on the sticker, add the magnet, and then boom, it's up and ready to show off. They've got over 2 million designs to choose from, with work from independent artists to official branded collections. They've also just launched custom displays. You can upload your own photo or design, check out the preview, order it, and then, ta-da, you've got your own custom metal poster. Check out the one I made. Right now, Displate's going all out for Black Friday with their biggest discounts ever. Here's the breakdown. You get 37% off when you grab 1 to 2 displates, 43% off for 3 to 4 displates, and a massive 46% off when you get 5 or more. If you use the link in the description, it'll automatically apply the discount, or use my code SML at checkout. Skip the boring gifts this year and check out Displate. And while you're at it, you should snag one for yourself, like our beautiful custom design. Thanks to Displate for sponsoring this video.
And done! Man, oh man, how do you do it, Chef PP? You outdid yourself again for Thanksgiving! Oh, got a perfectly stuffed turkey right here, and you got a pecan pie. Oh, don't forget the mac and cheese. Oh, extra cheesy, baby.
Chef PP!
Oh, what do you want, Junior?
Hey, my bad. I'm sorry, Marvin. You sound just like his dumb ass. I mean, I could close my eyes like thinking you're Junior. My bad.
Well, wait, you already have Thanksgiving dinner set up? Thanksgiving's not till tomorrow.
I know, but I used my smarticle particles, and I said, you know what? Why be stressed out and overwhelmed cooking on Thanksgiving? You know what? I'm going to do it a day earlier. And that's what I did. I got a turkey. I got everything prepared. Yeah, I'm not going to be stressed this year. Well, I can actually relax.
It looks amazing. Oh, did you hear about the contest? Whoever has the best Thanksgiving dinner and best tasting Thanksgiving dinner wins $10
million. $10
million?
What the fuck? What contest is this?
I just saw it on the commercial. So what we got to do is I'm going to call it. I'm going to enter us in that competition because you outdid yourself. I mean, look at all this food.
All right. I appreciate it, and I do need some money, because I don't want to quit this goddamn job.
Yeah, so I'm going to enter us in that competition. Do not touch the food. Don't let anyone touch this food.
I'm not going to touch the food. No one's going to touch it. That's the whole point of me cooking it a day earlier, dude.
Well, we'll just sleep right next to it, like sleep by the chair or something, so you make sure no one touches the food, because we're going to win that competition.
I got you, Marvin. I got you. No one's going to touch this damn turkey, except for me.
Guys!
Marvin! Jeffy gave me a nookie and messed up my hair!
Because the bitch won't touch my weed!
Listen, guys, Chef PB already finished Thanksgiving dinner.
Already? A day early?
Yeah, I took a picture. Take a look at that.
Oh,
yeah, that's a nice picture, huh? I already texted to that Thanksgiving dinner competition committee, and I got a head start so we could possibly get first place. But they're calling me. Hello?
Hey there, I just received your text message. That's a pretty nice looking Thanksgiving dinner you got there.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I'm gonna be by in the morning to taste it. Might be a little cold though, so would you mind popping it in the microwave for me?
Yeah, we'll put it in the microwave. So, do you think we're gonna win?
Well, right now you're the only person to actually submit a Thanksgiving dinner, so right now you're in first place. And let me tell you, as long as that Thanksgiving dinner stays exactly the way it is in that picture, I think you're gonna win!
Okay, thank you. He says we're in first place, and so far we're gonna win $10 million. $10 million. All right, everyone, let's go to sleep so we can wake up in the morning and win that money.
Oh man, I'm gonna stay up all night and make sure no one touches my Thanksgiving dinner, especially my damn turkey. I'm getting tired.
Pee 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 pee.
I smell Thanksgiving dinner. Mind if I stop by and get a bite to eat? Oh, Native Americans! The pilgrims here to give you smallpox blankets! Ooh, this looks delicious. Hey there, sleepyhead. Mind if I grab a plate? Thank you. All right, we're gonna have to get a scoop of this. Right here. Oh, lovely. Gonna have to go back for seconds. Don't want to forget anything. Oh, and then, of course, the stuffing. Oh, seconds and thirds. Oh, and macaroni and cheese. Get out. There we go. Lovely. Yummy. And then don't forget the mashed potatoes. And the gravy. yummy. Oh, and whatever the hell this is. And some rolls. Forgot one. You're a hungry one, Mr. Grinch. I'm gonna take your pies. I'm gonna take your cake. And whatever the hell this is, Mr. Me. And I can't forget about the turkey. I think that's everything. Oh, I can't forget the cranberry sauce. All right, put some of that in there. All right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Native Americans. I'm one happy pilgrim. Happy Thanksgiving.
What took you so long, Grinchy?
I was slaving over someone else's table!
Your house is too clean. Didn't I teach you to make your house nice and messy before your guests pulled up?
It was messy, Mom, but don't worry about that. Focus on the feast.
Grinchy, where's the roast beast?
There is no roast beast. It's Thanksgiving. There's only turkey.
Where's the hoo-hash?
There is no hoo-hash either, Mom. Can never make anyone happy.
Oh, man, that was a good Atlas Lee. Happy Thanksgiving.
Stephanie, what's wrong? Where's all the food, Chef BB?
I don't know, Marvin. I don't know.
You're supposed to keep your eye on it.
I know, but I fell asleep. I was so damn tired.
Well, who stole our Thanksgiving dinner? The judge, the guy who could give us $10 million. He's gonna be here any minute. It's Thanksgiving.
I know. All I needed to do was make it 8 hours, but I was so damn tired.
Oh my God! I'm gonna call the police.
Please.
Happy Thanksgiving, Pointy. This year I decided to switch things up and make you a lasagna since you like my Halloween lasagna so much.
No, I didn't like your Halloween lasagna. And also, it's Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be turkey.
The stores were all out of turkey, Boiny.
Well, maybe if you shopped for turkey before Thanksgiving, they'd have some.
Well, I also brought you your favorite seasonings, paprika and garlic powder, Boiny.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. That's what goes on lasagna. Hold on, Karen, my phone is ringing. Hello?
Hey, is this the police?
Well, no, Marvin, you're supposed to call 911 for that, not my personal phone.
But you're a police officer, right?
Yeah.
Well, come over, we've been robbed!
Huh. You know what? Yeah, I'll be right there. Sorry, Karen, I got a police call I gotta respond to.
What? But it's Thanksgiving!
I know, but it's an emergency. Somebody stole one of the Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloons.
Which one, Pointy?
Goku, so I really gotta go.
Meow.
Come on and have some lasagna. Not on the couch, kitty. Bad kitty. Stop it.
Throw up.
Hey there. Somebody call the cops? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Maybe sad Thanksgiving? I was actually having a sad Thanksgiving, too, until you called. My wife made lasagna instead of turkey. Can you believe that?
Someone robbed us.
Somebody robbed you?
They stole our entire Thanksgiving dinner.
And I cooked this shit all damn day.
Well, who would steal your Thanksgiving dinner?
That's what we want to know. Like, is there anybody that you know would steal a Thanksgiving dinner? Because we entered our Thanksgiving dinner into a $10 million Thanksgiving dinner contest.
Oh, don't remind me.
Jesus, I guess the stakes were high.
Yeah, can you please help us find our Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, do you have a doorbell camera?
Yeah.
I mean, that solves most problems. It'll show who came and stole your food.
Oh, okay, let me grab my phone. Okay, here's the footage.
Americans.
Is that the Grinch?
It is I, the Pilgrim, here to give you smallpox blankets.
Wait, what is this lonely ass doing here?
Yeah, he's like a month early.
The Grinch does not steal Thanksgiving dinners.
Well, maybe he's just changing it up this year, trying to keep us guessing, you know?
Oh, how do we get our Thanksgiving dinner back from him?
Oh, you don't want to get it back. He took it all the way back to his lair on top of Mount Crumpet. That's going to be nasty by now.
Okay, well then, where are we going to get a whole Thanksgiving dinner within a few hours? The judge for that competition will be here any minute.
Oh, shit. Well, my wife said the turkeys are sold out all over town.
Well, there has to be another turkey in America.
Well, the only turkey left is the one the president pardoned.
Well, let's go get that and kill it.
But it's illegal to kill a pardoned turkey. But I don't give a shit. Let's go get him.
Let's go. Wait, why are we on a military base?
Because, Marvin, all the turkeys the president pardons get on Air Force One and fly to Turkey.
The country of Turkey? Why?
Yeah, it's where turkeys go when they retire. That's why it's called Turkey. Before Thanksgiving was invented, it was called gonorrhea land. Believe me, things got a lot better after Thanksgiving came around.
Guy, what are you doing here? It's Thanksgiving. Shouldn't you be home with your family?
Oh, no, sir. I hate my family. And that's not a lie. No, I actually just came to escort the turkey onto the plane.
Well, you're not scheduled for that. That's Susan's job.
Right here, sir.
Shit.
Wait, well, just tell Susan we'll do it.
No, you don't get it, Marvin. She's a real ass kisser. Ass liquor, too. Don't ask me how I know. Surprise me, though. No, she's not gonna fall for that. The only way this is gonna work is if you charm her and try to get her into bed.
Well, get her into bed? Why?
Well, I've been with her. The chief has been with her. The turkey's probably been with her. You can do it, Marvin. Just distract her.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you from Tennessee?
Fuck.
Yes, actually, how did you know?
I looked at your Facebook.
What the fuck, Marvin? That's not how it goes. Now you sound like you're stalking her.
Yeah, you're the only 10 I see.
Oh, well, you want to go to my room?
What the fuck? That actually worked. Swish, Marvin, you made a full court shot. You made it.
Yeah, I would like to go to your room. They call me the turkey.
Okay,
stop talking. Just go. Yeah, so I'm ready to take that turkey now.
Okay, sure. Susan can do it.
Yeah, come on, turkey. Let's go.
Okay, mashed potatoes done. Green beans look fine. Dressing, it looks A-okay. All right, all I need is a turkey. What the hell is the damn turkey?
Okay, I got the turkey.
Oh, thank God. Wait,
is that a boarding pass? What the hell is that?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just cook him with it on.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, Marvin. So, did she lick your ass?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Just hold this turkey.
Wait, why do I have to hold it?
Oh, because I'm about to behead that hoe.
Wait, no, that's sad!
Oh, come on, Marvin, be a man! I can't look, though.
Okay, stay still, turkey.
Yeah, little turkey, Donald Trump ain't about to save your ass now, okay?
Ah! Oh, God, there's blood everywhere!
It's okay, Marvin, just
He's
hold
still
it.
Alive!
I know, just hold it.
Put it in the oven!
Okay, the turkey's in the oven!
Okay, thank God, we might actually be able to pull this off. Oh, no! Oh, my God, wait, that's the contest guy, I don't know what I'm gonna do. What the hell? Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go stall. You guys just try to make it cook faster. What? I don't know how to do that! Hello?
Hey there! Good morning! It's 4 a.m. and I'm ready to eat some turkey!
Oh, you're here earlier than I thought. We just put the food in the microwave to heat it up for you.
I don't really have time to wait around. I have other houses to go to.
Well, you said to microwave it and we heard the doorbell, so we put it in the microwave just real quick. It just wait like 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know. I might have to count this as a forfeit.
Well, no,
hold on!
Is that a fucking alien?
Well, that's my father-in-law.
What?
I'm from Zeburbenklachl.
What is going on?
I'm married to a human, but she has an alien debt. How about you guys talk while I go grab the food?
So, what's up?
How do you eat?
My mouth.
Oh.
He's here.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
The competition guy. He says he's ready to try the food. Is the turkey ready? Look, Marvin, I put that bitch on broil and it's still not ready. Look. I mean, it looks ready to me. No, it's still raw. I mean, that'd be the second thing I did raw today. Beep.
Marvin, you didn't wear protection?
What? No, we just went to her room.
She's a skank. I would be worried.
Oh, okay, listen. Just take all the food to the dining table, even the turkey. I don't care if it's not ready. Take it now. We have to do this.
Oh, my God.
So what's space like?
I mean, it's dark and cold and the stars. I mean, just look up. It's not black.
Okay. All the food is warm and set up, and it looks perfect. So come on in.
Goody, I'm ready to suck my belly.
All right. Bon appetit.
This doesn't look like the picture at all.
Okay, well, because when we heard the doorbell ring, we panicked, and we had to microwave everything, and we had to take everything out of the glass and put it in microwave-safe containers. So don't rate this based on how it looks now. Rate it on the picture I sent you last night, but rate it on the taste now.
Okay, let's dig in.
Okay.
Oh, not bad!
Not bad.
Let me try some taters.
Okay!
Okay.
Let me try the green bean casserole.
Ooh.
All right. Now for the turkey!
Oh, here it is, the moment of truth. Here we go.
That tastes like asshole!
Fuck! Wait, what?
What did you season it with? Asshole?
No! Salt and pepper! Yeah, what are you talking about?
This is the worst turkey I've ever had! I give you an F! You don't win the competition!
Wait, what?
Bullshit!
I don't think I want to eat asshole turkey.
No, I don't think it tastes like asshole. Take it real quick.
The hell not!
I'm just gonna go home.
But I don't go home.
But I seasoned it well! I just didn't have it in the cup! The money, take the money!
Marvin, I just saw that guy leave. That wasn't the judge of the contest, was it?
Yeah, it was. He said we didn't win the $10 million.
Marvin, that's not a real contest.
Wait, what are you talking about?
No, the guy just crashes Thanksgivings. He tells people he has a contest so he can go to people's houses and eat all their food.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he does this every year. He just wants to eat people's Thanksgiving dinners. He wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and eats Thanksgivings all day. He's a maniac.
But he had a commercial on TV.
Yeah, he does that every year. We try to get it taken down before too many people sign up.
I sent him a picture of my Thanksgiving dinner last night.
Oh, Marvin, he probably gooned to that. He's a freak.
So you're telling me there was not a $10 million prize for whoever had the best tasty Thanksgiving?
Of course not, Marvin. That's fucking ridiculous. I mean, how would he even judge that? It's all the same food. No one's going to pay you $10 million for having a good Thanksgiving dinner.
So I ran around, and we got this pardon turkey just to get... It was fake?
Yeah.
I feel like an idiot.
You are an idiot. You're a fucking dumbass. Are you crying?
No.
What? You're crying. Listen, we can probably pop the turkey back in the oven. We can maybe salvage it.
Okay. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Do you guys notice anything different about me?
Oh, God, you smell worse than usual.
What, really?
Okay, well, yeah, I forgot to put on deodorant.
Why would you want us to notice that?
Well, no, that's not what I was talking about. Something with my face.
Oh, you got a new pimple.
Aw, he's maturing.
No, it's my glasses. I got new lenses.
How have we noticed the new lenses in your glasses? They're made of glass. It's clear.
Well, but they're thinner lenses because my prescription changed because I'm getting older and my eyes are different now.
We're not focused on you like that. Why would we notice that?
Yeah, how could we notice something so... I hate you. I want to watch TV. Just shut up. Don't shut up.
Sorry.
Nerd Momo Jumbo.
Breaking news, UK! Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed another year until November 2026.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They delayed GTA 6 again!
They keep doing this over and over and over again! Why won't it just drop the goddamn game?
It was supposed to come out in May, now they pushed it back to November, but it's November right now, so it's a year away!
A whole year!
They keep twisting and teasing us, dude! What's gonna happen next November? They're gonna push it back to the next November, then the next November, then the next November, next November, next November, next November!
We're gonna be 30 with fucking kids when they finally drop it!
I don't even think they started working on the game! GTA 5 came out in 2013. GTA 6 was to come out in 2026. That'd be 13 years. Are they even working on it?
You need that much damn time for a game.
Yeah, you better be able to go into every single building. You better be able to go into outer space. You better be able to fly UFOs and go see aliens and go all the planets and shit.
Yeah, I want to go to the moon.
Yeah, you better be able to go underwater and see Atlantis.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick, and you better be able to go inside SpongeBob's pineapple and steal his boatmobile.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they better be, you know what? The whole game better be the whole world. No, not just a state, the entire world. Because I want to be able to explore the entire world in that game.
Yeah, with 13 years of fucking development.
Yeah, what are they doing? Rockstar, more like rock lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. More like lazy star.
Yeah, get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They're just lazy. Cause, oh, my God, it better be worth the wait. It better be worth the wait.
Better.
I don't want to wait. Hey, Cody, can you, like, go on your laptop and, like, hack this server? Because, like, didn't somebody do that? Didn't somebody hack into the servers and then get the game early?
Yeah, but that would be really hard and illegal.
Illegal ill-smeagle.
Yeah.
Ill-smeagle? Like if Gollum had the flu?
What? It's not hard to hack into it, Cody.
Come on, your nerdy ass can do it. You got glasses. I know it's
possible. Yeah, you got those new glasses. The last guy who hacked them, he used a fire stick and a hotel TV to hack in. So you can use modern technology to hack into it.
Okay, but he went to jail for a long time.
Okay. Well, look, if you hack into it, you can go to jail for a long time, and me and Joseph can play the game early.
I don't want to go to jail at all.
I know you ain't scared of a little jail. No,
come on, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're gay.
It does have its benefits.
Can you get your laptop, at least try to see if you can hack into it? We can blame it on someone else.
Come on.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you.
God.
That's a friend.
Okay, guys, let's crack this puppy wide open.
I know you can hack into it, Cody.
Yeah, come on with your nerdy ass.
Okay, rockstar.com. Log in here. Oh, we got a firewall here.
Ooh.
And I'm in!
Yay! Yeah,
he knows what he's got it.
Piece of cake. Okay, oh, this is encrypted. It needs a password.
Okay.
What's something Rockstar would say? GTA 6 is never coming out.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, try it.
It worked!
Hey, that was the password!
Yeah, I'm in their files now.
You're in the files?
Yeah. Oh, I got a note page here. Let's see what it says. Oh, it's their 10-year plan. It says they're going to delay GTA 6 till 2036.
What? 10 more years?
No, we're never going to play it.
Oh, I found a playable version of the game here.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to upload it to your PS5.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's going. Oh, shit.
What?
What went to?
Oh, no. Junior, they found out. They tracked your IP address.
They found out?
Yeah, they're coming, Junior. I'm out of here, dude.
What?
Dude, it's my line.
night.
Well, hold on. Grab the PS5 controller. We gotta play it before the cops get here.
Yeah, we're gonna play this damn game.
Yeah, we're playing it. Okay, Joseph, the game is turned on.
Oh, dude, look at that loading screen. Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah, she is. Oh, look. You can play as a girl and a guy in this game.
Oh, bro, they're gonna go crazy this year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it says Grand Theft Auto 6 beta, so it's only the beta.
Oh, damn, I forgot. They gotta do touch-ups and stuff.
Well, they have a whole year to fix whatever's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, the game's starting. Look.
Finally feel good to be back home.
These graphics are so realistic.
Oh, dude, it's quality.
Yeah, I love this game.
That's a nice car.
I'm gonna steal that car.
You got to.
Yeah, get out of the car now.
Yeah, don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. Get out of the car. Okay, take it.
Yeah. Oh, get in the car. Oh, this is so
dude,
cool.
You gotta do the dash. It's a Lambo.
Oh, man, Joseph, I'm gonna speed and run over people.
Oh, I've been waiting to do this, dude.
The driving controls are a little weird.
What the hell? You don't know how to drive?
I know how to drive. It's just a little weird, Joseph.
Let me do it.
No. You give me the controller.
I want to drive.
No, I get to play.
All right, whatever.
Okay, let's find a pedestrian to run over.
Wait, dude, is that a prostitute?
Well, I think it is.
Pick her up. You got to.
Okay, I'm honking the horn. Get in, ho.
Ooh, baby, how much?
Well, it's better than what you normally feed me.
So when shall I expect my filet mignon?
Actually, everybody gets a fish sandwich.
Ew, jail fish? Where do you even get that from?
Well, it just comes in a truck.
So it doesn't come from Nobu? So it's not mahi or yellowfin tuna?
I don't know, man. It's just fish.
Ew, poor! I'm going on a hunger strike!
For 24 hours?
Yep!
Okay, if you want to.
Wait, I didn't say no to the fish sandwich!
No, Chimes! I'm not gonna let you eat that shitty food. Now, come on, I have to lie down.
Oh.
Don't you start complaining, because complaining gives me the runs!
Oh, I'm so excited to have you sit with me!
Alright, Chimes, down. Oh. Down! Ugh. So what the hell are you supposed to do in this shithole anyway? There's no golf course or yacht with bitches or Lamborghinis? Chives, you know I hate it when you mumble. Open your mouth when you talk. What the fuck? Chives, breathe. What were you saying?
So, I was saying maybe we could play tic-tac-toe.
Well, I don't see a pen or fucking paper in here, do you? Unless you smuggled some in your ass.
No.
All right then, down.
But so what if we ask the guard for a pen and paper?
Okay. Call the fucking guard, Chives! I'm not gonna waste my words!
But sir, you just said so many more words!
Chives, don't make me shit!
Guard! Guard!
Hey, knock it off, you two! Now you guys are gonna get a third cellmate. See, there was a brutal assault in another cell, and there was shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know who did it, but I know it wasn't Bubbles, because he's way too friendly. So he's gonna be in your cell for a little while. Come on, Bubbles, get in there.
Oh, Chives, protect me!
What's up, cute little hoes?
Oh, hello, sir.
You a beautiful little butterfly, ain't you?
Oh, sir, did you hear that? He called me a beautiful little butterfly.
I got some soap for your ass cheeks.
Oh, perfect! Grab it, Chives, and start spitting!
Very well, sir.
Yeah, you don't want to drop this soap. We only got one. Hold on pretty tight, okay?
Okay.
Oops. Pick that shit up.
Sir, I believe I've dropped the soap.
Yeah, you did. Pick that shit up.
Pick it up, Chives.
We don't waste soap here, nigga.
But, sir, I feel like if I pick it up, something bad will happen.
We're wasting time.
I feel
pick
like...
up the damn soap.
Just pick it up, Chives.
But something bad's gonna happen, sir.
Nothing bad gonna happen. I hear that. This Bubbles house. Pick up that damn soap, nigga.
Okay. What's that?
Hey, don't be scared, nigga. I'll be gentle, I promise. You ain't gonna just walk up in my cell all double-cheeked up and shit and not gonna throw it back on daddy. That ass for me.
Good news, Goodman, you made bail. Oh, God.
Just me or Chives, too?
I thought he was with you.
No, he does everything for me.
Please don't let me stay here.
All right, mustache, it's your turn now.
Chives, fetch.
But, sir, it's your turn! No! No, it's your turn now!
I'm ready to go now, please!
Okay, come on.
Thanks for finally bailing me out of jail, dickhead. What took so long? Chives had to spit shine my ass!
Well, you see, the 70,000 was heavy. I had multiple trips to the car. And
you thought about spinning it, didn't you?
Oh, no!
Don't you lie to me. I have cameras in this house, and I heard you and Porky Pig thinking about spinning it.
Wait, who's Porky Pig?
You little piggy.
Aww.
Well, look, I did the right thing. I bailed you out. So, what's my reward?
You get a thumbs up. Good job, bud. You did good.
Well, you see, I bailed you out of jail.
I gave you the money to bail me out of jail. All you had to do was drive down to the jailhouse and then pay the bail. That's way more work than you do sitting on your ass all day.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, but I left Chives in the jail cell. He's getting railed. But I'll leave him in there for a few weeks until he learns his lesson about tax fraud. Old buck. Anyway, tomorrow, house payment. Give it to me.
I should have spent the money.
I heard that!
Danny, my cat piano's broken. It's missing three keys. Buy me another one.
Jeffy, I don't have the money to buy you a new one right now.
But Danny, I need that paper. That cash, cash, green, cash, cash.
Well, why don't you get a job and then you can make that green cash, cash, green, crash, cash.
Too hard.
No, it's not too hard, Jeffy. Well, it's too hard for me to let you borrow money.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, okay? There's a phone app that will let you adopt animals straight from your phone and have them delivered to your house. What a time to be alive.
Well, Marvin, what a neat idea.
See, Jeffy, if you thought of a cool business idea like that, you'd make tons of money.
Okay, well, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start my own business.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, did you just see the new food delivery app that they announced on the news? They deliver cat and dog right to your door. America is amazing!
Okay, guys, you ready to play doo-doo kangaroo?
How do you play doo-doo kangaroo?
Well, you feed donuts to this kangaroo until he doo-doos, and you press this button on the back of the toilet, and that's gonna make him doo-doo all over the place, so you have to collect as many donuts as you can, but none of the doo-doos. See, that's a donut, and on the other side, that's a doo-doo. Don't pick up any doo-doos.
So it's just a shitting kangaroo dude?
Yeah, Joseph, he's a kangapoo.
That's a crappy joke, dude.
Okay, so how do we start?
I'm gonna press this button and make him doo-doo. He's gonna doo-doo! Get ready for doo-doo!
Oh, he's going crazy!
Come on, shit, you stupid kangaroo!
Yeah, where's the poo?
Well, there's one.
I can't collect that, that's a doo-doo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll bet that.
I think he's constipated.
Yeah, I can tell.
He's not doo-dooing, Cody.
Oh, there's one! That's a doo-doo, you can't take it.
Okay.
Get it, quit, that's a doo-doo.
Where's the delicious donut?
I got a donut.
I'm gonna flip this one over.
No flipping the doo-doos. The rules say no flipping doo-doos.
But it's just a sticker, dude.
No flipping doo-doos.
It's just nothing but doo-doos. That's why I
got two of them.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
We're just playing this shitty board game. Get it, Junior? Shitty, like doo-doo, like poop out of your butt.
Yeah, get it.
Well, why am I creating a game called Shit My Ass 4?
I mean, we would have to make three of them first, but I think it would be better than this.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I need you guys' help starting a business because I need to make a lot of money so I can buy a new cat piano.
Well, you can sell hard drugs, bro. What could go wrong?
Too hard to find.
Oh, I got a perfect business idea. Why don't you start an escape room?
What?
Yeah, you know those people who pay to get trapped in a room for an hour and they have to escape?
Oh, so I gotta kidnap somebody, lock them in a room, and then wait until they pay me to leave?
Well, no. See, the crazy thing about this is people pay to stay in the room, and they have to escape. They pay you to do it.
Huh, now that you mention it, that's actually kind
of
fucked up.
Yeah, but there's a lot of escape rooms, and they make a lot of money, so we should start an escape room.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should do that.
Okay. But what room would we use?
We would use this room, Cody.
But this room doesn't look like an escape room.
That's the crazy part about this. We lock people in this room, we tell them it's an escape room, they never get out, and they're gonna keep coming back for more, because they're like, wait, they really want to break this puzzle.
Well, usually they have puzzles in the escape room.
No, see, that's the cool part. There's actually no puzzles. It's just a regular playroom. But people are going to go crazy in here trying to escape. They're going to keep coming back for more, and we can charge $100 per person.
That's so much money.
Yeah, people are going to love it. So let's make a commercial for the escape room, and the line's going to be out the door.
Let's go!
Karen, can you get the bag of Tootsie Pops from out of the pantry? I like them.
No, Boynie, you haven't had dinner yet. No candy before dinner.
But I want Tootsie Pops.
No, Boynie, you'll spoil your appetite. Come on, let's go somewhere fancy for dinner. How about Olive Garden?
That is pretty fancy, but I'm not hungry yet.
Boynie, you just said you wanted Tootsie Pops.
I don't eat Tootsie Pops because I'm hungry. I eat them because they taste good and I like them.
Well, come on, Boynie, let's go out to dinner.
Okay, but let me check the sports highlights first.
Ugh.
I don't want to do
it. Cody, say the thing.
It's offensive.
Do it.
Hi, it's me.
No, say how they start their sentences.
What?
The thing.
Oh, arriba. It's me, El Chapo. I'm currently in maximum security prison, but it's still not as hard to escape as Jeffy's escape room. You would have to get help from the cartels to escape. They would have to dig a tunnel to get you out. That's just how hard it is to escape from Jeffy's escape room. So come on down to Jeffy's escape room and try to escape. This is brought to you by El Chapo. I am not El Chapo.
Yes, you are. Now they're not going
to
believe us.
I don't want El Chapo to be mad at me, Junior. They cut people's heads off with chainsaws. Chainsaws, Junior.
Oh, my God, Karen. Karen, did you see that? That escape room says it's so hard even El Chapo couldn't get out of there. Let's go do it.
No, come on, Boyne. I'm hungry. Let's go out to dinner.
Oh, come on, Karen. One quick escape room and then we can just go to dinner.
Boyne, those escape rooms take like an hour.
Not with me. I'm an escape master. I escaped from my last marriage. And if I can escape from that, I can escape anything. Come on, it'd take like 10 minutes.
Oh, fine, Boyne. Only if it takes 10 minutes.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, Karen, I'm so excited for this escape room. I'm gonna escape the shit out of this room.
Oh, Boyne, I'm so hungry.
Don't worry. Your hunger's gonna be quenched with escape.
Booga, 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 booga!
Ah, see, Karen, it's already scary.
What do you guys want?
We're here for the escape room.
What?
The escape room.
Oh, that. That would be $100 each.
Damn.
Boyne, that's way too much money.
Oh, don't worry, Karen. That just means it's going to be a really good escape room.
But Boyne, what about our dinner?
You're going to eat this escape room right up, Karen.
All right. Come in, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, get in there.
Wait, this is the escape room?
Yep.
Well, what's the theme?
My bedroom.
Well, what are the rules?
Well, if you see a crusty sock in there, don't touch it.
Okay.
Well, it's not very scary.
It's terrifying.
Come on, Karen, we got this.
You got 1 hour to try to get out.
Oh, this is gonna be a piece of cake. Ooh, it looks like a little kid's bedroom.
It is a little kid's bedroom, Boyne.
Any questions?
Can we escape out the window?
No.
Let the escaping begin! Ooh, look, Karen, this must be the first clue. Doo-doo kangaroo. That rhymes. And look at these. These must be the doo-doos. But look, there's also donuts. Quick, Karen, count the donuts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 donuts, and I have 5 fingers. That must mean that I can use my fingers to open the door. I got it.
I told you, Karen, we'd get out of here in less than 10 minutes.
Damn it. Shit, it's not working. I don't know why I thought it would be that easy. El Chapo would have figured that out. All right, Karen, there must be more clues around here somewhere. We have 5 donuts. And look, there's 4 donuts on this thing. And look, Karen, a magic 8 ball. 5, 4, 8. That must be some kind of code. Oh, the microwave. Maybe I can put in 5, 4, 8. 5, 4, 8. That's a sticker.
Boyne, open the microwave.
Oh, good idea, Karen. Let me see what's in there. It's a watch.
Oh, what time is on the watch?
It's 5:48. Okay, 5, 4, 8. That must be the code. Let me try it again. 5, 4, 8. It's still a sticker. Damn it. But 5:48, that's a time. That must mean that it's time for us to leave. Let me try the door again. Oh, damn it. Come on. 5, 4, 8. Is that right? Is that the code? I don't really see a place to put in a code around here. So is it 5, 4, 8? Ugh, damn it, I guess they don't give clues. Ugh, come on, Karen, there has to be more clues around here somewhere. And you have to help if you want to go to dinner.
Okay, fine, Boyne.
Okay, what do we have? We have 5, 4, 8. Or 8, 5, 4. Or 8, 4, 5.
Oh, Boyne, try opening the oven door.
Oh my God, Karen, you're right. What's in there? Oh my God, Karen, there's a pizza in there. And it has 4 slices. So that's 5, 4, 8, 4.
Oh, Boyne, look, the oven's set to 350.
Oh my God, Karen, you're right, it is. So that's 5, 4, 8, 4, 3, 5, 0. That's 7 digits. That could be a phone number. We should call it.
But Boyne, I don't think we can use our phones in here.
No, Karen, the only rule is that we're not allowed to touch the sock. We can use phones. I'm gonna call it. 5, 4, 8, 4, 3, 5, 0. Karen, it's ringing.
But Boyne, how do you know you got the numbers in the right order?
Because that's the order we found them in, duh.
Hello, who is this? Why you call this number? What you want?
Yes, are you part of the escape room? Did I win?
What the fuck you talking about?
Is the code 5, 4, 8, 4, 3, 5, 0?
That's my phone number.
Yes, did I win?
Don't call this number no more.
Don't call this number no more. See, that's a double negative. That means he does want us to call him again. I'm gonna call him again.
What the fuck you want?
Yes, if I can just get the code, I can win.
Fuck off!
Fuck off. That has 7 letters. And 7, 8, 9. 6 was afraid of 7 because 7, 8, 9. And there's a pizza in the oven and you can eat pizza.
No, Boyne, you can't eat that pizza. It's a toy.
Yes, that's right. This pizza is fake. And there's 4 letters in fake. That means the 4 is fake. We shouldn't use the 4. Actually, you know what? I think I'm actually going to go beg for a clue to make sure we're not totally off track here.
Wait, but Boyne, look over there. It says step 2.
Oh my God, Karen, you're right. This is step 2. So what was step 1? I'm going to go ask what step 1 was. Hey, I desperately have a question.
What do you want? You give up yet?
Not a chance. But I found step 2, and I was just wondering what step 1 was.
Getting in the room.
Oh, of course. That is the first thing we did. All right, Karen. So we were kind of on the right track, but we got the numbers out of order. So the new code is 3508.
4. Wait a minute. There's one bowling pin. So that means the new code is 350184. And what's this under the 4 donuts? It's Twister. Oh, Karen, this just got a lot more complicated.
Boyne, I'm so hungry.
Come on, help me with Twister. Okay, Karen, do you notice anything weird about Twister?
Well, there's 4 colors, Boyne.
That's right. There's green, yellow, blue, and red. And look at that, Karen. Look, there's 4 colors on those donuts. Red, green, blue, and purple. But there's no yellow. But there is purple. That must mean the code is purple or yellow.
Oh, Boyne, look over there. That scooter's purple.
You're right. And that bowling pin is yellow. So that must mean we have to ride that purple scooter into the door while holding the yellow bowling pin. That must be the code. Come on, Karen.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you grabbing a door handle?
I'm not.
Why don't you go in your room?
Don't want to.
Are you locked out of your room?
No.
Then why don't you go in it?
Because I don't want to.
Jeffy, listen, I was coming here to talk to you because I know you want a new cat piano, and we just don't have a lot of money right now. And I was just, you know, just letting you know that maybe I could buy you a new cat piano if you'd just be good for like a week.
Too hard.
What do you mean too hard? Jeffy, why are you grabbing your door handle?
I'm not.
What's in your room?
Nothing.
I want to check.
No, no, you're not allowed.
Why?
Because I don't want you to.
What's in the room?
Nothing.
Jeffy, open the door right now.
But hopper.
Get out of the way.
No, Daddy, no!
All right, Karen, let's escape this bitch like El Chapo.
What's going on in here?
Fuck yeah, we did it, we won! Fuck yeah!
What is going on?
Marvin, your son makes the best escape rooms. I'm not gonna lie, it was kinda hard, but he didn't know I'm the master of escape. I'm like Houdini, I can get out of anything.
What are you talking about?
Here, you can keep your stupid fucking bowling pin, but I'm keeping the scooter, because I get out in like 3 minutes. Come on, Karen, let's go to Olive Garden.
Yay, Olive Garden!
I really have no idea what you guys are even talking about.
Fuck yeah!
I finished writing my Christmas list for Santa Claus.
Jeff, you're 20 years old. I don't think Santa gives you gifts anymore.
Ah! Yes, he does, Marvin.
Oh, okay, fine, he does. And look, I'll give this list to him later.
No, Danny, I want you to take me to the mall so I can give you this to Santa Claus.
Well, you know, I'll take you later.
Okay, I'm going to go in the bathroom and practice in the mirror. Holy reindeer shit! It's actually him!
Marvin, I don't know how we're going to afford any of these Christmas presents.
Yeah, we don't have any money, and Christmas is 2 weeks away. We can't get a job by then. Let's just watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, UK. There's a nationwide Mall Santa shortage. So if you'd like to apply to be Santa Claus, come down to the Mall Santa hiring office.
Oh, look, Marvin, they're hiring Mall Santas.
Oh, look at that.
You could do that, Marvin.
But I can't be a mall Santa. I'm not fat, or I don't have white hair, and I don't have glasses.
You could totally do it, Marvin. And besides, you would make so many kids so happy.
I mean, I guess I do need a job, and we have to afford some of these things on his list. Anti-itch cream. What is itching on him? And pumpernickel. He doesn't even know what that is. I think he just heard it one time. And what is this? Nipple hair pluckers? Why would he need those?
Marvin, what's number 8? What are Ubies?
I don't know, because number 7 he put milk, and number 8 he put Ubies. Oh, maybe he meant Orbeez.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go apply for this job, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Hello, and welcome to Mall Santa Boot Camp, or as some people have called it, Hell. I am the head elf, but you can call me David.
Hi, David.
Now, it's my job to inspect the mall Santas and make sure you're not out there acting like a bunch of bums and making Santa look bad. Because if kids don't believe your Santa, they don't believe in the real Santa. And if they don't believe in the real Santa, he fucking dies. If kids don't believe in Santa, he dies, okay? So now, to make sure you understand me, you're all gonna say, ho, 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 sir.
Ho, 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 sir.
What the fuck was that? Let's try that again with me. Ho, 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 sir. How did I finish before you? What are you, my wife? All right, let's see what we're working with here. You, what's your name?
Anthony.
No, your name is Santa. You got it? Get the fuck out of here.
But I really need this job.
Oh, yeah, with your toes hanging out like that? Pathetic. What's your name?
Santa.
That's right. Damn right it is. All right, now give me a ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
No, no, no. Use your whole balls. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's right. That's a man right there. What's your name?
Santa, sir.
What's with the fucking hand?
Your head elf. I salute you, sir.
Okay, well, you're not in the fucking Marines. Put your hand down. What's up with the glasses?
Santa Claus has glasses.
Fuck yeah, he does. It's right. Whew, what do we have here? You're a big fucker, aren't you?
What's your shoe size?
17?
No. It's a 7 now. Santa wears a 7.
Well, that would hurt my feet.
I don't really give a fuck. And crouch down. Oh, you're trying to square up on me, huh? Oh, you think you're a badass, huh? Huh? You trying to square up on me? Whoa! Whoa! You can't take this shit! Whoa! That's what I fucking thought. Now, you're not in the NFL. Crouch at the knees. That's right. My man, how's it going?
Doing good.
How are the kids?
Hey, you know, they good, bad as hell. Oh, my wife just annoying this bitch.
I know how it is, man. Now, that is a fucking Santa right there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, what is this? Where's your mustache?
On my face, sir.
Nah, I see what you're doing, smartass. Where's your Santa mustache? That's brown. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, you good, you good.
It's, I get one.
Yes, you will get one. Okay, now listen up. Real quick, I have a question I gotta ask. How many of you are registered offenders? Well, that's two more than I'd like, and you answered way too fucking quick. What'd you do?
I had an ice cream truck one time, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I went out the back of the ice cream truck, and I started to take a pee-pee, and a little kid saw my wee-wee, and so I gave him the ice cream so he'd be quiet.
And he wasn't quiet, was he? That's okay. You're fine. That's fine. What about you?
The one time I did work as Santa, I had a kid on my left knee and his hot-ass mom. Fat tits on my right knee. But I got a chubby, and the kid was there, so it was a whole thing.
Uh-huh. I want to see the mom. Okay, I see. I get it. I understand. All right. I think we can work with... Hold on. Shit, Santa's coming. Everybody look alive. Act Santa as fuck. You understand? Give me a ho-ho-ho.
Ho-ho-ho, sir!
Fuck that. Never, ever do that again. Santa is not a nice man. He's going to hate this.
Ho-ho! Holy shit! What do we have here? Why are you squatting, boy? Trying to take a shit? Stand up! David, come here.
Yes, sir.
You know why I hired you, David.
To get it right, sir.
Do you not like me, David?
No, Santa. I love you, Santa.
You hate Santa.
I don't hate Santa.
Your family's dead, David.
Please, Santa, just give me one more chance.
David, they're cooked.
I understand.
We'll talk later, David.
Yes, sir.
I'll make it fast and easy.
Thank you, Santa.
Who's ready to go to the mall? Make some kids happy.
Santa, oh, sir!
Because if you make me look bad, I'll kill your family. Ain't that right, David?
He's done it before.
All right, let's go make some kids happy. Are you guys deaf, David?
I don't... Go!
Oh.
David, that's it. I'm sticking this candy cane up your ass.
I understand.
Oh, wow, it's so Christmassy here.
Time to meet the new asshole Santa. Hey, buddy, ready to hate your life? Wait, Marvin, is that you?
Yeah.
Well, this is so cool. We get to work together in the North Pole.
Oh, well, I just needed a quick job to make money before Christmas.
Well, don't worry. This job is super easy. You just sit right there in that chair, and then kids come sit on your lap and tell you what they want for Christmas, and then you say, okay, and you hand them a candy cane, and then they leave. It's cake. You know that show, Is It Real or Is It Cake? This job is cake.
Okay, is that it?
Well, sometimes you get shit on.
What?
Yeah, sometimes the kids shit on you. We call them poopers. But don't worry, I can spot them a mile away. Got nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Okay, kids. Welcome to Santa's Winter Wonderland in JCPenney.
Yeah!
Holy reindeer shit! It's fucking him!
Please, no cussing in the North Pole.
Fuck!
Well, Jeffy, no cussing.
He knows my name! He knows my name!
Okay, who's first?
Me!
Lucky!
Okay.
Ow! Oh my god, he's out of my balls! Marvin, don't talk about your balls near the kids.
Hey, Sam! Is your beard real?
Yeah, stop. Don't touch it, please.
What about your hat?
Of course, yes, that's real.
Why is your mustache a different color than your beard?
I don't know. What do you want for Christmas, kid?
Santa, I want for Christmas for my dad to stop hitting me.
I don't think that's gonna happen, bud.
But I'm a good boy!
Okay, well, anything else you would like?
What, you didn't think about it in the line?
Hurry up, buddy.
I want an Xbox, a PS5, a boat, a pony, and a monster truck!
How about a candy cane?
Okay, you can't cane. Here you go.
That's all you're getting, buddy.
What about for my dad to stop hitting me?
Maybe next year, buddy.
Aww.
So get up and leave. Other kids are waiting.
No!
Wait, get up.
No! My Santa! No! I'm never moving!
Get him off me.
I can't touch him, Marvin. He's a kid.
What?
Yeah, only his parents can do that.
Where's your dad?
My dad left me at the mall 4 hours ago! He said he was going to the bar to get some hookers!
Oh, Jesus, Marvin, this is what we call child abandonment. It's actually pretty common.
Well, get him off me.
Well, hold on, I have an idea.
Kid, get up.
Hey, kid! Hey, you want some peppermint spray?
Oh, yeah!
Open up your eyes!
Okay!
just pepper spray that kid?
Listen, Marvin, we don't have time for this shit. We get paid $7 an hour. Let's get going.
Next kid!
Fuck you.
Jeffy, calm down.
Fuck that, mommy. I'm gonna sit on Santa Claus's lap!
Be gentle, Jeffy.
No!
Cooper.
Jeffy, stop shitting on me.
Who gets to say that they shit on Santa Claus's lap?
Right here.
Jeffy, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
All right. Santa, check shit. This is what I want. You're gonna show up to my house, cookies as fuck. Laying on your counter, you're gonna eat them hoes. Then, tall glass of milk, you're gonna boof that shit.
I'm not boofing.
Then you're gonna reach into your big bag of fuck, and you're gonna pull out a giant Cheerio box the size of my house.
How about a candy cane?
Shove it.
Okay, Jeffy, you gotta go.
No, I'm never leaving.
Jeffy, don't do this shit again. Don't pepper spray him, please. It's my son. Jeffy, you gotta go.
Let's see who you really are, Santa.
What did you do?
Daddy? I knew it!
Fix my beard, fix it.
Yeah, sorry.
Next kid!
Oh, Santa, I'm so excited!
Yo, my window girl!
Dougie, get in the back of the line!
Man, that is racist, Santa Claus!
No, you... You skipped that little girl.
No, I didn't. Find hips, keep hips.
No, how's that finders keepers?
I found this spot in the line, so I get to keep sips.
Oh, okay, fine. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, am I on the good boy lips or the bad boy lips?
The bad boy lips.
Ooh, what's I did so bad to be on the bad boy lips?
You just pushed a little girl and skipped her in line.
That was not me, folks. That was my cousin.
Well, you're right here. I saw you do it.
No, I wasn't. But meanwhile, while you asking me what I want for the crimps, I want some bail money for my cousin Doodoo Ass. Because see, what he done did was he hired this hitman named Luigi Mangiarini. And he done killed somebody. So I need some bail money for my cousin Doodoo Ass.
Okay, we don't give out bail money.
Well, in that case, I want me a Hellcat paid off in my name.
We don't make cars either.
I want two $10,000 KFC gift cards.
We don't make those either.
Marvin, just say yes. He doesn't know he's not getting this stuff.
Yeah, okay, you're getting all that stuff, buddy.
Oh, I just love it so much. Thank you, Mr. Santa Claus. Do you mind if I get one of them candy canes over there?
The candy canes are for the kids.
Fine, you can have a candy cane.
Oh, well, you think I can get another candy cane for my cousin Doodoo Ass so he can suck it down and make it pick and pick the lock in prison?
Here's another one for Doodoo Ass.
Oh, and I see some of them Hershey Kisses over there.
Okay, fine. You can have one.
But I kind of want like two or three of them.
You can have one.
Okay, before I go, y'all got $20?
Get out of here.
I need the food court.
Just go.
All right, Santa's taking a 5-minute break.
Aw, but Santa.
You're going to have to wait.
Aw.
We can take a break?
I have to piss.
Okay. Just stay right there.
Okay.
Hey there, bud.
Oh, hey, David.
Hey, how's being Santa going?
Oh, it's good. I mean, we're just taking a quick little break, but we're handing out candy canes. It's a thing.
Yeah, that's great. Did you pepper spray a kid?
What?
Did you pepper spray a kid?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was an elf that was helping.
There he is! That's the one! That's the guy that pepper sprayed me and then told me my dad would never stop hitting me and called me a bad boy!
That's not very Santa-like, is it?
No.
Now I'm gonna die.
Sorry, David. Trained him.
I know.
Marvin, you're next.
Whoa, no. Okay, listen. I didn't do it either. It was an elf. It was an elf that did it.
What elf?
He's right there.
Sorry, I'm late, Marvin. The girl at Chick-fil-A had rockin' cans. I'd like to jingle her bells. Oh, shit.
Get back here, boy!
Oh, thank God. I can get out of here.
Okay. That was close.
How was work, Boynie?
No, you know, the usual. Just crying kids.
Oh, Boynie, I see you're still in your uniform. You want to role play?
As what?
Well, maybe I'm a broken toy, Boynie, and you gotta fix me.
With my penis? How does that even work?
It can be your Tinker toy, Boynie.
If you call it that again, I'm divorcing you.
Boynie, who's that at the window?
Huh?
Come outside, pussy.
Is that Santa Claus?
I don't know. Let me go see.
I'm gonna kill you.
That's nothing, baby.
Boynie, I could swear that was Santa outside.
You're a broken toy. Broken toys don't talk. Let's go to the bedroom.
Woo-hoo! Whoa, Boynie, that was amazing. I was pretending you were Ethan Slater and I was Ariana Grande.
Ew.
Good night, Boynie.
Yeah.
2 seconds? That's pathetic. I only come once a year, and I last longer than that.
Okay.
Don't piss me off again.
I won't.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, we should totally put on blindfolds and juggle chainsaws while going down the stairs.
That sounds like a sick idea.
I know, right?
Or we could just watch TV.
Lame! Dude, that's so lame! We're always on the stupid red couch, let's go and do something!
But this would be way safer, we should just watch TV.
Well guys, you both have really good ideas, so I think you guys should have a staring contest, and whoever doesn't blink, we do their idea.
Okay.
But he has four eyes, he obviously has an advantage.
Well, I see what you're saying, but he also has more eyes that he could blink.
I guess you're right.
Alright, so, and go!
Ew, dude!
No. You blinked!
You cheated!
Oh, I guess we have to watch TV.
Breaking news, McKay! A Florida man found a human nose in his pizza, and he sued Papa John's and received $1 million. Let's go to Goodman for the story now. Goodman? Thanks, Goodman. I'm here with the man who sued Papa John's for $1 million. He would like to remain anonymous, and he would like to be called Poobie. So, Poobie, tell us what happened.
Well, I ordered a pizza from Papa John's, you know, pretty standard pepperoni pizza. So they deliver it, and I go to bite into it, and I see that. That's a nose.
It sure is.
Yeah, I say that's not a pepperoni. That's a nose, a human nose.
Yep.
So I call the store. And I tell them, hey, there's a nose in my pizza.
Mm.
And they say, it was supposed to be a pepperoni pizza. And I say, well, it's not. It's a nose pizza.
It is.
Yeah. So then they check around the store to see if anybody lost their nose. And it turns out they did.
Mm.
Somebody lost their nose right in my pizza.
Wow. Yeah.
He was slicing the pizza and it slipped and he sliced his own nose off and just boxed it up like normal.
Terrifying.
Yeah, so they offer me a refund or a new pizza, so I sued them.
Yeah,
I sued them for $1 million. They gave me this cardboard box full of money, so that's... is that an ear?
Oh, you're about to get paid again!
There's an ear in my box of money. Okay, well that's cool. I guess somebody's just falling apart over at Papa John's. I guess Mr. Potato Head works at Papa John's and his pieces are falling off. I'm just gonna keep ordering things and keep getting paid.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Now remember folks, if you find body parts in your pizza or your big box of money, you can lawyer up and get paid!
Guys, did you see that?
Dude, I know. A nose pizza? That sounds delicious!
What? No. The guy got $1 million for finding a nose on his pizza. So what if we go plant a nose on a piece of pizza, and then we sue too, and we get $1 million?
Dude, that is so genius. I wish I would have thought of that.
No, Junior, that's a terrible idea. If we get caught, we'll go to jail. And also, where are we even going to get a body part?
Well, I have hundreds of Mr. Potato Head pieces in my room.
I found a body part in the backyard.
So we can just go take one of the Mr. Potato Head pieces, and we can just go put on food and say we found it and sue and get $1 million!
This is a stupid idea.
No, it's a good idea. We're gonna be rich. Come on!
Hey, let's get rich!
Alright, guys. What body part should we use to put on the pizza?
Well, the guy on the news used the nose, but I'm in the feet. So let's use this orange piece.
I think we should use the nose. What do you think, Cody?
I think this is stupid because the guy in the news had a real human nose in his food. No one's gonna care if we use a Mr. Potato Head piece because it's a toy.
Well, are you gonna offer to cut off your nose, Cody, and let me use that?
No!
Then we're gonna have to use a toy nose, Cody. So I'm using nose.
Welcome to Papa John's. How may I take your order?
Can I get a large pepperoni pizza with no body parts on it?
Guess you saw the news, huh?
Yeah, we saw the news and we don't want any body parts on our pizza.
Well, we guarantee there won't be any body parts in your pizza. All right, $20, please.
Here it is.
Thank you, sir. And your pizza's right here, fresh off the heater.
And there's no body parts?
No body parts, sir.
All right, thank you. All right, Cody, I put the Mr. Potato Head nose on the pizza. So Joseph's going to be recording your reaction when you open up the box, so be really scared when you see it.
Junior, why would I be recording myself eating a pizza? Isn't that going to be kind of suspicious?
No, because you're starting your food review channel on YouTube, and this is your first video.
Okay, so in my first video, I'm going to find a nose in my pizza? No one's going to believe that.
Well, no, you're going to go viral. That's what's going to make it so big.
Junior, this is stupid. No one's going to believe this.
No, close the box. Go. All right, go.
Hey, guys. It's me, Cody.
Wait, hold on. Joseph, your nose is in the video.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Okay, start again. Go.
Hey, guys. It's me, Cody. And today, I'm going to be reviewing just like a regular Papa John's pepperoni pizza, I guess. Because I guess I've never had one before. Here we go.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Oh, no. There's a nose in my pizza.
Oh, you're going to sue, right? You're going to sue.
Yeah, I'm going to sue.
Yeah, scream.
What? Why would I scream? It's just a...
Scream!
Ah!
Louder. They didn't hear you.
Ah!
Oh, this man is screaming over here because of the nose in his pizza.
Jimmy, nothing's happening.
I demand $1 million.
Where's my $1 million?
Yeah, like the guy on the news.
Yeah, I want $1 million, like that guy on the news.
Yell for the manager.
Manager? Oh, manager, there's a nose in my pizza.
I'm gonna yell up. Manager, we had a nose in my pizza!
Y'all want something?
Yes, Mr. Manager. My friend found something in his pizza. Tell him, Cody.
I found a nose.
What?
A nose.
Ooh, oh, no. Not again. Oh, we can't keep you this door like this. Hold on, sir. I'm gonna get the cook for you. Mr. Peathead, come in here.
Hi, guys. Are you enjoying your pizza?
Oh,
what's wrong, Cody?
Hey, it's Mr. Potato Head.
I know. This is perfect. We can say that one of his pieces fell off in the pizza. We can sue him.
Is something wrong?
Look at the pizza. Look at what you did. You did this.
I don't see anything other than cheese and pepperoni.
Well, that's your nose right there in the pizza.
Right there. That's your nose.
No, my nose is on my face.
No. We know you come with spare parts, and one of your noses fell on the pizza, and we want to sue for $1 million. Isn't that right, Cody?
That could be anybody's nose.
No, it's his nose, and we're suing for $1 million. You want $1 million, right?
I mean, a refund would be...
No, we want $1 million, and we're going
to
sue.
Look, I'm going to have to fire you, Mr. Peahead.
Oh, fired? I can't be fired. I have a family and tater tots at home.
Look, I don't care about your ties. Look, you caused the lawsuits. Get out of here.
Aww. Yeah, we want $1 million, and we want it now, and we're going to sue even more harder than the last guy who sued.
I don't feel good about
this. No, it feels good. We want $1 million. Go get $1 million!
Breaking news, MK. Another person has found a nose in their Papa John's pizza. There's shocking video capturing the moment when the customer noticed the nose in his pizza. Let's show you that now.
Here we go.
Oh, my God, what is that?
Oh, no. There's a nose in my pizza.
Oh, you're going to sue, right? You're going to sue.
Yeah, I'm going to sue.
Yeah, scream.
What? Why would I scream? It's just a...
Scream.
Ah.
Shocking video. The employee whose nose fell off onto the pizza has been fired. We also have a statement from him now. Let's go to that.
That wasn't my nose, I swear. I can't be fired. I needed that job. I have mouths to feed.
Well, look at that, Junior. We ruined a man's life.
Oh, come on, Cody. He's not even a real man. He's a potato.
He's a person. He has a family.
But, Cody, we have $1 million.
Dude, I've never seen this much money in my life.
I know. It's so awesome.
Junior, I think we should give some of this money to Mr. Potato Head.
Why?
Well, because he's homeless now and he lost his job because of us.
But if you give away some of your money, we won't be millionaires anymore. We'll be thousandaires. And that sounds lame.
Yeah, if you're going to give away money, you might as well give it to me.
Yeah, you might as well give it to your buds.
Junior, I think we should give Mr. Potato Head at least half of this money.
Half? Ew, half? That's like half the money.
Yeah, exactly. That's half the money.
Joseph, he wants to give away $500,000.
Well, if he's going to give away money...
Joseph! Okay, fine. What? I'm still going to give Mr. Potato Head half.
Well, that's dumb.
Come on, let's go find him.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, big boy. What can I do for you?
How much to rent that mouth of yours for the night?
$20.
All right. There you go.
Hey, I'll give you $100 for your feet. I don't know what you said, but I think it's yes.
Jesus Christ, look at him, Junior. He's a mess. He doesn't even have a mouth.
Oh, what are we supposed to do?
We're going to take him back to your house and we're going to fix him up.
How are we going to fix him up?
You have plenty of extra Mr. Potato Head pieces at your house. Come on.
All right, Cody, I gave him a mouth.
Tell us what happened, Mr. Potato Head.
Well, first of all, I lost my job, and then my wife leaves me and takes the tots, and the next thing I know, I'm having to sell my body parts on the side of the road for money, and they took the most important one.
Jesus.
Why is there eyes on the back of your head?
So I can look him in the eyes when he's mashing my potatoes.
Just awful.
Oh, well, we really want to help you get back on your feet.
Yeah, literally. Here, sit on this.
Oh, that's not the first time I've heard that this evening.
Oh. So we also want to help you in another way.
How?
Yeah, we're going to give you all of this money.
Wait, we're only going to give him half.
Junior, he deserves it. Haven't you seen what he's been through?
All of this money? You want to give it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Just go ahead. No. Be gentle.
No. You don't have to do that anymore, Mr.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to give you the money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just want your life to go back to normal.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate it.
Why are you sad, Junior?
Because you gave Mr. Potato Head our $1 million, and now we have nothing.
It was the right thing to do. We fixed his life.
But now we have nothing.
Hey, guys.
What? Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, I don't go by that name anymore. I go by Mr. Big Bank Account Head.
Wow, nice drip.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to come by and thank Cody for making things right and giving me $1 million. So I wanted to give him a stack. I wanted to make sure my brother eats.
Oh, well, thanks.
Do you have a stack for me?
Oh, hold on. I got something for you.
Ooh.
Here, tape that to the back of your head. Then you might get something.
What's that for?
You about to get your potatoes mashed.
What? Well, why didn't he give me any money?
Because you ruined his life, Junior.
Well, you ruined it, too.
Well, but at least I made it...
My week's report cards.
Dang it, dude. I was so close. I could have had all F's.
Joseph, how did you get a D?
Bro, I turned in a piece of homework.
Well, how do you expect to get all F's if you're turning in homework?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking. Next time, I'll try less.
Yeah, try less harder next time.
Well, guys, I'm on my way to Harvard because I got all A's.
Did someone say all A's?
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Come on, dude. Why are you here?
Well, I heard you guys talking about AIDS, and I didn't know if someone wanted some more AIDS. Junior, I don't see very many AIDS on your report card. You want some more AIDS?
We don't want your AIDS, Billy.
Why?
Because nobody wants AIDS. You're trying to poke me with an AIDS needle. We don't care about AIDS.
I mean, AIDS is pretty cool.
No, it's not. You're not cool and you're not funny. Go away.
Oh, I am so cool and funny.
You're not supposed to be cool and funny. You're supposed to be scary. Aren't you supposed to, like, make traps?
I make traps.
You have not made traps in a long time. All you do is try to poke people with that stupid AIDS needle.
I totally make traps.
No, you're just the AIDS guy now.
Yeah, and you're not funny and you're not cool.
Oh, I can totally be funny. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Let's go to a movie, Ken.
Wait. You're supposed to say AIDS who?
AIDS who?
You have AIDS.
God damn it, let's go.
AIDS.
Come on, Joseph, let's leave.
Wait, yeah. Guys, where are you going? The phone was just getting started.
Listen, we don't want to hang out with you, Billy. We're not your friend. You're not funny and you're not cool. You don't even make traps.
You don't think I'm funny and cool? I'll show you funny and cool.
Where am I?
Hello, Cody. I would like to play a game.
Oh, no. The TV's upside down.
No, you're upside down.
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. Why?
Well, I want to play a game. You'll notice you're holding two ropes. One rope will set you free. The other rope will release the two bowling balls, crushing your head. The decision is yours.
I'd like to pull the rope that makes me not die.
Oh, but which one? Since you're so smart, make the right decision.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you doing this?
Well, you don't like me. The only thing you like is balls. So let's see how much you like balls crushing your skull.
Okay, but, like, how is this supposed to teach me a lesson? Like, do you not like that I like balls? How does that affect your life personally? Are you, like, a homophobe or something?
No, I love homos. I mean, no homo. I'm not gay or anything, but I'm not a homophobe. I have a friend that's gay, I think. Like, he gets a chubby when watching football. But, like, have you seen football players' asses? Jiggly as shit. I mean, I wouldn't mind letting them give me AIDS.
Sounds like you might be gay, dude.
Anyway, did I forget to mention that the rope you pull that saves your life also means you have to be my best friend? Like, I'm talking hangout.
Okay, all right, man, sure.
I mean, like, really hang out. Like, go to the movies and get the same popcorn and drink out the same slushy.
Yeah, that sounds fine.
And also, we have to, like, start texting each other good morning and good night and stuff and start Snapchatting each other. And we can, like, share our locations.
Are you, like, asking me out?
No. Are you, like, asking me out? Cause gay, am I right? Also, like, you can't talk to that Ken doll anymore because I want to be exclusive. I'll even tell you which rope.
Oh, all right. Yeah, tell me which rope.
It's the left rope, buddy.
Okay, I'm just going to pull the right one then.
Oh, damn! He must have gotten his rights and lefts mixed up.
What the hell's going on?
Well, if it isn't PJ Crenshaw, Peter James Crenshaw, Jamie James Crenshaw.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. But seriously, though, why am I here, bro? What's going on?
Well, PJ Crenshaw, you're the coolest kid ever.
Damn right.
So whoever you say is cool is instantly cool.
Yup.
So I want to play a game. The machine you're tied to can slowly crush you. There's a cell phone next to you. If you call everyone in your contacts and tell them I'm cool, I'll let you go. So what's it gonna be, PJ Crenshaw?
Nah, man, I just don't think you're that cool.
No, seriously, just like pick up the phone, maybe tell a few girls. I mean, even just an Instagram post saying Billy's cool or something.
Nah, man, I really don't want to flood Instagram with spam posts.
I mean, it's not a spam post. You don't even have to say I'm cooler than you. Just like, cool. Like hype me up, dog. Like, say I'm like Baby Gronk or I'm the funniest guy you've ever met or something.
Nah, man, I just don't wanna.
I don't think you understand. You will literally die by being crushed to death slowly. You could even just keep the poster for like 5 minutes and then take it down. You could even say that you got like hurt.
Nah, can't.
I really don't think you understand. This will literally crush you to death.
It's gotta be what it's gonna be.
Listen, if you just say right now that Billy is cool, like no posts, no phone calling, literally just right now say Billy is cool, I'll let you go.
Cowabunga!
He died the way he lived. So damn cool.
Wait, what's going on,
dude?
Joseph, wait, what's happening to us?
I don't know, we're in some type of contraption.
Help! Wait, Joseph, the TV's turning on.
What?
Hello, Joseph and Junior.
Oh, God, it's Billy.
Dude, what the hell does he want?
What do you want, Billy?
Come on, you aren't happy to see me.
No, and we don't want to play your stupid games.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I think you're going to want to play this game. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to like your game.
If you would just give me a second to explain, you might want to play. So, Junior, you are rigged to a guillotine, and if it drops, it will decapitate you. Joseph, you are attached to some spiky wall thing that I made. And if it closes, you will be impaled to spiky things on a wall.
Let me guess, all these nails have AIDS?
Actually, no. No AIDS on all those nails.
Oh, that's surprising, dude.
Only one nail doesn't have AIDS on it. But all the other nails do have AIDS on them. I ran out of AIDS.
Oh.
So, you're probably wondering, Billy, how do we get out of here without dying? Well, each of you have a remote with a green button on it, and all you have to do is press the button on your remote. But, Junior, if you press your green button, Joseph will die, and you'll be set free. And, Joseph, if you press your green button, Junior will die, and you will be set free. So, what are you gonna do? Kill your friend and save yourself? You decide.
Well, I'm never gonna kill my friend.
Yeah, dude, we're best friends forever.
So what happens if we never choose, huh?
Well, if neither of you decides who dies within 10 minutes, you both go free.
Oh, well, I guess we both won't press the button for 10 minutes.
Yeah, dude, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, sure, you can do that, but let me go ahead and ask you guys a few questions. Joseph, would you say Junior's girlfriend Penelope is hot?
Nah, dude.
So you think she's ugly?
I mean, pretty much, yeah.
Junior, how does it feel knowing that he thinks you have an ugly girlfriend?
I mean, he says that all the time. I mean, I like that he's not attracted to my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Well, Junior, would you say that you're a racist?
No, I'm not racist. I'm literally friends with Joseph. He's black.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Would you ever say the N-word? Like, ever?
No.
See? That's my dog. He wouldn't do that. He know better.
Okay. Well, completely unrelated question. What happens to a little kid's knee when he gets older? Like his knee is smaller when he's a kid, but it gets bigger when he's an adult. What does his knee do?
It grows.
But what grows? I don't understand. What could be growing?
His knee?
You aren't being specific with your answer. Say it in a complete sentence. What does his knee do?
His knee?
Booty ate.
What?
Just answer the first question. What do you think his knee does?
His knee?
Booty ate.
What are you saying? I keep trying to answer the question. You keep interrupting me.
Just answer the first question. Even if I interrupt, don't let it stop you. What does his knee do?
His knee?
Booty ate.
crows.
He said the N-word! He said it! He hates black people! What a racist, Joseph! What do you think about that, huh? You wanna kill him, huh?
Bro, you hate black people?
No, he tricked me!
No, I didn't trick you. I think Junior said it as a hate crime. I think he was just expressing how he truly feels.
That's not how I feel, Joseph, I promise.
Really, dude?
Yeah, ask me another question. I promise I'm not racist.
Okay. If you had to get rid of one holiday, I mean, erase it from existence, the history behind it, its significance, everything, which holiday would you get rid of? Christmas or Juneteenth?
Dude, you better choose Christmas.
Oh, hell no. I'm not getting rid of Christmas. Christmas is amazing. Everyone gets presents.
Bro, my freedom is a present.
Well, think about this. Look, there's Christmas trees and Santa Claus and Christmas lights.
Look, without Juneteenth, my freedom would not exist. That would mean I would be a present to you, and that's not fair.
Okay, just straight up, Joseph, I think slavery is wrong. But if you were my slave, I would give you presents.
Bro, I'm pressing the damn button.
Congratulations, Joseph. You can go free.
Oh, thank God, dude!
But wait. To be free, you have to be my new best friend.
Aw, hell nah. You can kill me right now, in the worst way.
Come on, elves! 2 weeks to Christmas! Chop, chop!
I'm tired, Santa. I just can't get these damn eyes off.
Look at our Santa!
Orna, what are you beating on that soccer ball with a hammer for?
I don't know.
When you see balls, you're supposed to lick them.
Pepper, you're still a weird fucker, but I like you.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, break time's in 5 minutes. Somebody's got to scoop the reindeer shit.
Can I do it, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, who are you?
I'm the guy who purchased the North Pole after you didn't pay your property taxes in over 25 years.
Well, you know, it's been a little tough lately.
Yeah, I can imagine when you're giving away toys for free and you're giving coal away to kids who've been bad. That's a fuel source. This place makes no money. It needs to be shut down.
Where's the Christmas spirit?
I can't deposit a Christmas spirit into my bank account. That's why I need $100 million from you by tomorrow, or else I'm going to turn this place into a Walmart or an amusement park and call it the North Pole Land, and you can work the cotton candy machine.
Well, what about if I let Pepper take you out back? He's really good.
Pepper?
Daddy, if I do it, will you love me?
Jesus fucking Christ. I need $100 million from you by tomorrow, or else you're going to be working in the Walgreens at the photo department developing pictures of my full of shit.
$100 million? Where am I going to get that kind of money?
I don't care. Pull it out of your holly jolly ass. Doesn't Coca-Cola pay you to be in all those commercials?
Well, they pay me in Coke, but I'm not talking about the stuff you drink.
No wonder it's always snowing in here. Listen, I'll be back tomorrow to get my $100 million, but I'm bringing bulldozers to turn this place into a Walmart.
Sarah, are we gonna be homeless?
I don't wanna leave the North Pole.
What are we gonna do, Santa?
Yes, Santa, what are we gonna do?
Yes, Santa, what are we gonna do?
Everybody calm down now. Santa will figure it out. Santa always figures it out. I am so fucked. Oh, the f***ing pigs. Yeah.
Wait, Santa?
Yeah, ho, 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 and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, Santa, it's just this car matched the description of a car used in a robbery.
A robbery?
Yeah, somebody stole some money and their car looked like this one. Don't worry, I know it couldn't have been you.
No, wasn't me.
Well, sorry for the trouble, Santa. Just be on your way.
All right. Oh, that gives me an idea. Maybe I can rob a bank to get the money to save the North Pole. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, mobbits, you got any dollars? About 100 of them?
No, I don't got any dollars or 100 of them.
But I need some money.
Well, I don't have any.
Ooh, I have $100.
Oh, that Quigley. Got that money. Oh.
Give it back to her. She's not giving you any money.
Mobbits, you so mean and controlling.
Well, no, I'm not. She's not going to give you any money because you don't need any money.
I do need some money.
What do you need it for?
Christmas presents.
What Christmas presents are you going to buy?
I'm not going to buy any. I want that as my Christmas present.
See, he doesn't even need it. So no, you're not getting any money. Who's at the door? Just stay right here.
Well, now that Mobbips is gone, you still want to give me the $100?
No, Marvin said no.
If Mobbips told you to lick a dog turd, you be news it?
No.
All right, Dems.
Hello?
Hey there.
What, Santa Claus?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Dougie. You got a Dougie here?
Yeah, there's a Dougie upstairs. Are you here to tell me he's a piece of shit? Dougie, come down here!
What you want, Mobius? Santa Claus? What you doing here, Santa Claus? You came to tell me I was on the nice list and to give me $100?
Well, no, actually, you're on the naughty list, and that's why I need your help.
Whoa, why am I on the naughty list? I do so much for my friends and for the community, and I even help my cousin Doodoo-ass, because he ain't know how to wipe his ass so good.
Well, I need your help robbing a bank.
Well, I can help you rob the bank, but if I do that, then I'm definitely going to be on the naughty list.
Well, if you help Santa, I can get you on the nice list, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
But Santa, why do you need to rob a bank?
Well, you see, the North Pole hasn't been doing that well lately, and I'm a little behind on the rent.
Well, how much is your rent? Maybe I can cover it, you know.
$100 million.
Well, $100 million? Is it Goodman who wants your rent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's an asshole. Well, if anyone's going to help you rob a bank, definitely not Dougie. He'll get you caught.
Oh, my God. Come on, Mom Biff. It's okay, Santa Claus. I can definitely help you rob the bank, because all you need to do is just look a little bit more scary than that, and I can help you. So come with me, and I'll show you. All right, Santa Claus, we gotta get you ready to go rob some banks. But first, you gotta cover up your identity, so pull that mask up.
All right. Is that better?
Oh, Santa Claus, where you at? I can't find you no more. Excuse me, sir. Have you seen Santa Claus?
Well, I'm right here.
See, I ain't recognize you because you done concealed your identities. See, right here, you gotta grab this gat, and we gonna practice robbing a bank. So say, give me all that money.
Give me all that money?
You said it in the form of a question. You're supposed to yell it at the top of your lungs. Give me all that money!
Give me all that money!
All that money!
Give me all that money!
Biatch!
Give me all that money, bitch!
Now, Adam, motherfucking, I think we got it.
Give me all that money, bitch, motherfucker!
That's right, Santa Claus! Now let's go rob the bank! Alright, Santa Claus, this gonna be your test robbery, and to see if you ready to rob a bank. So what you gonna do is, you gonna go inside that gas station, pull out your blicky, and say, run them pop-ups, alright?
Okay.
And if you can do that, that means you ready to rob a bank. And remember, you got to say it with your chest, okay? Say, run them pop-ups.
Alright, let's go, run them pop-ups.
That's right. Thank you for choosing the gas station. What can I do for you? Oh, hey, Santa Claus, what can I do for you?
I'm not Santa Claus.
Oh, I get it. You're in disguise. But what can I do for you?
Give me this shit, motherfucker!
What are you talking about, Santa?
Bitch, I'll pop a cap in your ass! Give me the shit!
But what do you want? I don't know what you're talking about!
Fill your hump-ass full of holes!
Oh, I don't want to be full of holes! What do you want, Santa Claus? Please tell me!
Give me the fucking money, motherfucker!
God, okay, you could have said please.
Please, motherfucker, give me these money.
Okay, here, $60 is all I have.
$60? That's it, bitch, motherfucker. Please, I'll be back.
I don't know why you're going to be so mean, Santa Claus.
I'll be back, motherfucker.
Okay.
So did you rob him, Santa Claus?
Shit, what does that look like?
Oh, Santa Claus done robbed the gas stations. That means you're ready to rob the bank. So let's go run that shit.
So you're telling me Santa Claus came in here waving a gun around, yelling cuss words, and stole $60?
Yeah, he got mad at me and he called me a motherfucker several times, and a bitch!
I don't know, that doesn't sound like Santa.
But it was him! Look, I even have security footage right here!
Yeah, you're right, that does look like Santa, but still, a lot of people dress up like Santa around this time of year and steal stuff, so that doesn't mean it's him.
But I know it's Santa Claus! I heard his voice! I know what Santa Claus sounds like!
Okay, I'll be sure to ask Santa next time I see him.
Okay.
Hey, I'd like to apply for a loan.
Sir, no, up here at the window.
Oh, sorry. Nice panties, by the way. I'd like to apply for a loan.
Sir, I told you last time you were here, we do not give out loans to adopt children.
Well, that's not what I want this time. This time I just need a loan for a new kidnapper van and also a can of spray paint so I can write free candy on the side.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but your credit score is just too low.
Ugh, rats. What about a loan for some blood money?
No!
Meth?
No!
All I need is $20.
No.
Well, how about $10?
Get out of here!
You're mean.
Next! How may I help you gentlemen today?
We're here to fuck shit up.
That's right! Run them pop-ups!
Do it now! Ho, ho, ho!
Please, I don't have any money up here! It's all in the safe!
What did open up the safe did?
The bank don't care about you! Don't die over this! Open up the safe!
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some money to save the North Pole. But I'm not Santa.
Give me the money, bitch!
Yeah, hurry up and do it! Don't die! And also, don't hit no silent alarms, or else you won't be silent, dying!
Okay, the safe's open!
All right,
money.
Got it, it's open.
All right, we'll go in there and get all the money, Santa Claus. I'll stay and watch.
Oh, my God, there's so much money in here.
Well, grab all you can.
We're rich.
Oh, I'll take that.
Take that, take that.
All right, you got some more money on the ground. You get that real quick.
Okay, I got it. Hey, what are you doing?
Sorry, Santa Claus. I need the money way more than you do.
Motherfucker, get over there, bitch. Leave.
Hey, I got a call about a bank robbery.
Yes, there were two robbers. One of them got away, but the other one got trapped in there.
Well, hey, at least we caught one of them, and I love this because I get to make fun of them. All right, come on out, you doofus. Wait, Santa Claus?
Yeah, motherfucker, bitch, please.
Oh, so that was you at the gas station?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay, well, I guess that was somebody else dressed up like Santa. But still, I have to arrest you for trying to rob this bank.
But we're trying to save the North Pole. We need the money.
I'm sorry, Sandy, but you could have done it some other way. Put your hands behind your back.
Oh.
You're under arrest.
Ho, ho, ho! I am the holly jolly Judge Pooper, and today we will be hearing the case of Santa Claus? Well, Mr. St. Nicholas, you are being accused of trying to rob a bank. Why, Santa? Why would you try to rob a bank?
Well, you see, Judge, I didn't have any money to build toys for the kids, so I was trying to steal some money to fund the North Pole.
That's very, very sad, Santa. Do you know what else is sad? When I got this big-ass lump of coal in my stocking last year.
You got that coal because your ass was naughty.
Well, let me show you how naughty I can be. I sentence you to 30 years in prison.
Hands behind your back, Santa.
You little fucker!
Bye-bye. Toodaloo.
All right. In you go, Santa.
Hey, listen, guys. If you guys let me out of here, I'll give you Mr. Potato Head.
Right.
No, no, Simmons, we can't do that.
Well, what about a Care Bear?
What about a Care Bear, right?
No, 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 we can't.
All right, my final offer. I got this elf named Pepper, like a vacuum, take you out back. Trust me, he's good.
No, that's fine.
My flaws are dirty.
No, come on, Simmons, let's go.
Hey, 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 one last thing.
Yeah?
Could I get a little candy cane? I'm a little hungry. I didn't eat before I got here.
Yeah, okay, here.
Trying to whittle this down like a key.
Dear God. Oh, somebody pinch me. Because am I fucking dreaming? Did Jesus bestow this freaky ass fat ass Santa upon me?
Don't get any wise ideas or I'm going to stick this down your piss hole.
All right, freaky Santa. I don't want nothing in my piss hole.
All right, come on. Let's get out of here. All right, let me see if I can try to find this hole.
Yeah, be careful. It's a pretty tiny hole.
That's all right. I'm using the tip to search for it.
Oh, God, these inmates are so disgusting.
Damn, you ain't find a hole yet?
No, there's too much black in the way.
Look, keep shoving it in and you'll find the hole eventually. Come on.
Here, why don't you suck on it to make it go in?
All right.
Ew, this is nasty.
It should work now. It should slide in easy.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's in the hole.
It's in!
Oh, I'm in!
It's in the hole!
I'm in!
Send us in that fucking hole!
I got it!
Yeah!
Okay, I am walking away.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Got it! We eating ass tonight.
Oh, Mobbins! Look at all the dollar, 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 dollars I be had!
You and Santa actually robbed a bank?
No, I robbed a bank. Santa Claus got caught.
Santa Claus got caught?
Poor Santa!
But you guys ain't looking at the big pip-ips.
Pip-ips.
All those poor kids on Christmas Day won't have Christmas presents to open.
But they can watch me buy some stuff.
No, Dougie, listen, since Santa Claus arrested on Christmas morning, kids aren't going to have toys.
Okay, fine. Well, here go $100 for Goodwill.
That's it?
Okay, well, fine. Here go another $100 for Toys for Tops.
You're going to give $200 out of the millions you just stole?
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah, I did just throw it on the ground, so I'm just putting it back in my stacks.
Oh, listen, Dougie. You got to do something. Santa Claus can't just sit in jail, and kids can't just not get presents for Christmas.
Tough titty said the kitty, but the milk's still good.
What?
Meow.
There's someone at the door. It better not be the cops.
Hello?
Where is that f***-ass bitch Dougie at?
He's upstairs. Dougie, come downstairs and bring the money!
What you want, Mom Bibbs, and why you tell me to bring the money? For some birthday cookies? Oh, hey, Santa Claus, what you doing? I thought you got arrested.
I did.
Oh, well, there's some bail money, and here's some money for some commissary so you can get you some debit cakes.
Dougie, you left me there.
Well, see, that ain't what happened, Santa Claus. That's some fake news. See, what had happened was, is I was holding his money, and he was getting so really heavy, so I thought I'd go ahead and take it to the car, and I turns around, and the vault door closed, and I couldn't get to open. So I got to the car, and then the popo done showed up. So I had to drive off so I ain't get caught in evil.
Well, I don't remember it like that, Dougie.
Yeah, because you Santa Claus, right? And so you're always thinking about toys and shit.
Listen, Dougie, just give him half the money since he did half the work.
But I don't want to give him half the money.
Dougie, if you don't give him half the money, he's going to put you on the naughty list forever.
Fine, Santa Claus. You can only take half, though, okay?
All right, let me take it to the car and count it, okay?
All right, hurry up. My bitch, you know this is bullshit, right?
What?
Yeah, because I got some money. It's my money, my bitch.
He just wants half to pay for the North Pole.
He taking a long time, my bitch. My bitch, you think he's taking...
All right, Kraus. So today, we're going to be learning about all 206 bones in the human body. So get out a piece of paper and number it 1 through 206 and write the names of the bones down as I call them out.
There's 206 bones in the human body?
Hey, Junior, if you want to add another bone, just bend over.
How'd that add a bone?
Bend over and find out.
Penelope, can I borrow a pencil?
No.
Hey, Joseph, can I borrow a pencil?
Dude, I only have one.
Cody, can I borrow a pencil?
Sorry, Junior, this is the only one I have.
Oh, I need a pencil.
All right, Kraus, I have a very simple song that'll easily help you remember all 206 bones in the human body. Sing it with me, Kraus. The frontal bone's connected to the maxilla bone, and the maxilla bone's connected to the sphenoid bone, and the sphenoid bone's connected to the temporomandibular joint bone, and the temporomandibular joint bone's connected to the mandible bone, and...
Yeah, can you slow down? Oh, damn it.
Hey, Cody, can I please borrow your pencil? I haven't wrote anything down.
Okay, fine, but just hurry up.
Okay. Wait, it needs to be sharpened. Hold on.
Junior, it's a mechanical pencil. Don't sharpen it. Shh.
They're connected to the sternum bones and the sternum bones.
Wait, Junior, it's a mechanical pencil. You're not supposed to sharpen it.
Well, I'm not.
What, Junior, you're breaking my favorite pencil. Junior.
Maybe it won't come out.
Junior, you're ruining it. Junior, that was my favorite pencil and you just broke it.
Well, I thought it was like a normal pencil. I thought you had to sharpen it.
No, you're supposed to push the button. God damn it. Junior, you idiot.
Cody, why did you hit him?
He broke my mechanical pencil.
Cody, what was that for?
Whoa, Junior, I gave you a wicked shiner. I didn't know I had it in me. Sorry, I guess I just don't know my own strength.
Junior, Cody gave you a huge black eye. Cody making you hit bitch.
What?
I did?
Yeah, you did. You kick your ass.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess I did.
No, you just caught me off guard.
Get out of here. Yeah, call me Badass Cody. You hear that, class? Nobody mess with me.
All right, class, let's get back to the song. Junior fractured his ocular bone, and his ocular bone's connected to his maxilla bone, and his maxilla...
Ow.
Junior, you're lucky I have another mechanical pencil. Otherwise, I'd beat your ass.
Dude, it's not that serious. Calm down, bro.
Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, don't hurt me.
Ha ha, Junior. Cody gave you a big black eye.
He caught me off guard.
What was that? Huh? What was that? Little bitch says what? Huh? Little wussy? You want these hands? Go get these.
No, I don't
want
to fight.
That's what I thought.
Ha ha, you have a black eye.
What's with you and black eyes?
Yeah, what's wrong with black eyes?
Shut up.
Oh, teacher, I think I'm just going to go home.
Junior, why you run? Why you run like a real bitch?
My Mexican stir fry's almost done. I can't wait to drop a turd in that toilet tonight.
Arriba!
Chepipi!
Damn, Junior, what happened to your eye? Did somebody beat your ass, or did you run into a doorknob like everybody else says?
What happened to me was really embarrassing, Chef Pee-Pee.
I gotta know, Junior. Please tell me. I gotta know.
Well, I don't want you to laugh at me.
Buddy! Oh, pal, it's me, Chef Pee-Pee, your best friend. I won't laugh at you.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay, well, Cody punched me in the face.
Cody! What would Cody do? He's a nerd! Oh, you let a nerd punch you in the face? There's no way you can recover, Junior.
I can't recover from this.
No, you're going to have to move to another country and change your name to Jimbo Ronnie.
I don't want
to
be Jimbo Ronnie.
And maybe milk cows for a living.
I don't want to do that.
And crack eggs from chickens.
I don't want to, please. Yeah, maybe there's got to be something I can do to recover.
Calm down, Jimbo Ronnie. The only way you can recover is if you give Cody a black eye, so you got to punch him.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee. If I give Cody a black eye, he can't make fun of me then.
Yeah, now you're even.
Okay, let me go do it.
Do that. Silly Jimbo Ronnie.
Okay, when Cody gets in here, I'm gonna punch him right in the face.
Sup, punk?
Don't hit me, Cody.
That's what I thought.
What's your shirt say?
Joe Cool. That's what I want you to call me from now on.
Why?
Because I said so.
Yes, sir, Mr. Joe Cool.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Joseph.
What are we doing today?
Whatever Joe Cool says.
Wait, why is he wearing a shirt that says Joe Cool?
That's what he wants to call him from now on.
Dude, I'm not calling him that.
What, you're not afraid he's gonna beat you up?
No,
He's not going to beat me up. I'm not afraid of him.
You're right. And I shouldn't be afraid of him either. Hey, Joe Cool.
Yeah?
Take this. Ow! Oh, God! Cody, what was that for?
Dang, dude! Cody gave you two black eyes?
He did?
Yeah, that's right. Don't try to hit me. I'm Joe Cool. Too cool for school. And I'll leave you laying in a pool of your own blood. Fuck out of here.
Dude, you're totally Cody's bitch now.
I am?
Yeah, he got you looking like a raccoon. He gave you panda eyes, dude. Man, to get two black eyes from Cody? Oh, man, that's crazy.
What? Oh, I'm gonna call the cops! He can't hit me twice!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer.
Oh, kid, what happened to your eyes?
This kid beat me up and now everyone's making fun of me. I want you to go arrest him.
Well, I mean, I could arrest him, but that would just be the biggest bitch move you could make right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, if I arrest him, they're gonna find out you told on him and then everybody's gonna call you a little narc tattletale baby bitch boy.
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So what do I do?
Well, there's really nothing you can do, kid. Well, you know, this all reminds me of the time I got two black eyes.
You did?
Oh, yeah. So this one time I was an ant, and we were collecting food for the colony because we were afraid of these grasshoppers, and we were giving them our food so they didn't eat us. So we were collecting all the food on this big leaf, and I had, like, this contraption on my back, and I accidentally dropped it and it knocked over a rock, and then all the food went over this cliff. And then the grasshoppers got there, and boy, were they mad, because they were like, where's our food? And we were like, well, we had it, but it's gone now. So then they gave us another day to get their food, and then they got eaten by a bird. And hold on, no, this didn't happen to me. This is the plot of A Bug's Life. See, I'm doing that thing I do sometimes where I get my life confused with movies I've seen. I'm sorry, I remember what happened now. Yeah, so me and my wife, right, we were old. And we were living in our dream home, and it was beautiful. But then she died, and it was very, very sad. And I wanted to see this waterfall for some reason. So I tied a bunch of balloons to the roof of my house because I wanted to bring my house with me. And then there was this Boy Scout in the house. And then there was a talking dog. Wait, no, damn it, this is the movie Up. I'm describing the movie Up. That didn't happen to me either. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got it now. I remember. So I was a little kid and I was laying in bed and I was afraid of the dark, right? And then all of a sudden my closet opens and this big fuzzy monster named Sully comes out and I call him Kitty because I'm just a little kid and I think he's a kitty. And then him and his friend Mike Wazowski help hide me on the scare floor from this creepy salamander guy named Randall because he did not like me. He was trying to suck my screams out because, you know, screams is what powered their world. And wait, damn it. No, this is the plot of Monsters, Inc. I'm sorry, I got it. So I was in college, and I was trying to become the top scare... Damn, this is Monsters, Inc. University. I'm sorry. I got it. I have to pee. That's what it is. I'm very distracted. Hold on, let me pee, and I'll be right back. All right, I'm back from the bathroom. I peed. I remember what happened. Now, I got the story. Okay, so I was a race car driver, right? And I came into a three-way tie with these two other races, and then we decide that we're going to have a tiebreaker race in California. So then on the way there, my truck falls asleep. And then I wake up in the middle of the desert, and then I meet Larry the Cable Guy as a tow truck. No, this is Cars. This is the plot of Cars. I'm sorry, I got it this time. I remember, that reminded me. Okay, the real story. Okay, so I heard Comic-Con was coming into town, right? It's this big convention where everybody dresses up, and I think, oh, that sounds fun. So I decide to go dressed as a box of Cheez-Its, because I didn't really understand the theme, and I thought we were all just going dressed as stuff we like. So I show up as a box of Cheez-Its, and I immediately know I made a big mistake, because then I see everybody dressed up as all this nerdy stuff, and then I think, no, you know what? That's okay. I'm gonna rock the hell out of this Cheez-It costume. So I go in, and then this nerd dressed like Jar Jar Binks starts making fun of me, and he's like, you so stupid! You so dressed like a box of Cheez-Its! And I say, hey man, don't dog on my Cheez-Its. They're actually pretty good. And he says, you so dumb! Misa think cheese nips are better. And I'm like, okay, cheese nips are shit. And then he hits me right in the eye, and I fall back on my back, and I can't get up because I'm dressed like a box of Cheez-Its, and I can't roll over because I'm a box of Cheez-Its. So then he gets on top of me, and he keeps hitting me, and he gives me two black eyes, and then this stormtrooper has to come pull him off me, and by this time, everybody's pointing at me and laughing because I just get my ass kicked by Jar Jar Binks, and then the firefighters have to come and pry me out of my costume with the jaws of life. And I am so embarrassed by all of this. So I decide to pull the fire alarm, you know, and ruin everybody's time. The sprinklers turn on, everybody's costume gets wet, they have to cancel the whole convention because of me. So then, I just go home and eat a box of Cheez-Its.
So, how do I get over these two black eyes?
Pull the fire alarm?
My house doesn't have a fire alarm.
Well, that's all I got. You could try having some Cheez-Its, but that's it. Sorry!
This didn't help at all! Ugh!
Thomas, I don't know what to do. Everyone keeps making fun of me and my two black eyes.
Hey, nerd, give me your train.
But Joe Cool is my favorite toy.
No, that's what Joe Cool wants.
But Joe Cool, please let me keep playing with him.
Do you want a broken nose to match your two black eyes?
No.
That's what I thought.
Oh, what can I do to get back at Cody? He embarrassed me. I just embarrass him, and everyone will forget about my two black eyes. But what can I do?
Wow, Junior, you have two black eyes? Cody taught you another lesson?
Well, no!
That's crazy. Hey, guys, Joe Cool's here.
No, guys, it wasn't me. It was a whoopee cushion.
No, dude, that was a real one. That sounded wet.
Ew, Cody, that's disgusting.
No, but the whoopee cushion.
Ew, Cody, you shit your pants?
Ew.
Everyone thinks I shit my pants. Mommy. I don't have a poopy butt.
Hey, Cody.
Junior, was it you that put the whoopee cushion in my chair?
Yeah.
But, Junior, why would you do that? You humiliated me.
Because you humiliated me by giving me a black eye in front of the whole class.
Yeah, but you broke my mechanical pencil.
I didn't know it could break by putting in the sharpener, and plus you had another one.
But, yeah, but the blue one was my favorite.
Listen, Cody, I'm sorry for doing that to you, but I just wanted to show you what it would feel like to embarrass me by giving me a black eye.
Yeah, being made fun of isn't fun. Okay, I won't beat you up anymore.
And I won't put whoopee cushions.
Guys, Christmas is only a few days away!
Aw, dude, I can't wait to open presents!
Well, guys, it's time for me to light my candles.
Cody, your birthday's not till February.
Yeah, dude, stop being greedy. It's about Christmas.
Well, it's not for my birthday.
So what's it for, dude?
Hanukkah?
Don't say that! What is that for?
Hanukkah.
Dude, I'm about to beat him up right now. You hear him?
Hey, Joseph, don't do it.
What are you so mad about?
Dude, out of all things you could have said, hey, Joseph, say that again? Or I couldn't hear you. Could you repeat yourself? But you chose to say, huh?
No. That's not what I said. I said Hanukkah.
Bro, I'm about to beat him up. Hold me back.
Cody, can you stop saying that?
What? No, it's a holiday. Okay, fine. You know what? We're not gonna do Hanukkah today. I'll just celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, it's Jesus' birthday, not your birthday, Cody.
What? That's not... God, you guys are stupid.
There's someone at the door! Cody, answer the door with me, Cody.
Okay.
I'll stay here, I guess.
All right, Cody, you really need to calm down with those slurs against Joseph.
Wait, it's not a slur, it's a holiday!
Just please calm down. Hello?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa Claus!
What are you doing here?
I have a problem, boys. Rudolph ran away!
Rudolph ran away?
But who's gonna guide your sleigh on Christmas night?
That's the issue. I can't ride my sleigh without Rudolph's red nose lighting up the sky. I could run into a building!
And that'd be really bad in New York City.
Exactly! So I need you boys to go find him, and I'll give you anything you want for Christmas if you do!
Anything we want?
Anything!
Oh, come on, Cody, we have to go find Rudolph!
Hurry, boys! Hurry!
Joseph! Santa Claus at the door!
Oh, Santa! Oh, did he bring presents?
No, he didn't bring presents. Santa Claus came to tell us that Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer ran away.
Wait, why would he run away?
Maybe he got tired of people laughing and calling him names.
Why don't you run away when we laugh and call you names?
I thought about it.
All right, Joseph. Santa Claus said if we find Rudolph, he'll give us anything we want.
Junior, don't you think it's weird that of all the billions of people in the world, he chose us to help him?
Santa Claus knows we're the smartest kids in the world, Cody.
Junior, we're definitely not the smartest kids in the world.
Then why else would he choose us? He can see us when we're sleeping, he knows when we're awake, he obviously knows we're smart enough to find Rudolph.
If he can see us, he knows we're dumb.
Come on, Joseph, you know we can find Rudolph, right?
Of course, dude, yes we can!
Okay, where should we start looking for Rudolph?
Outside?
What? Oh, no, it's cold outside. It's freezing outside.
Wait, dude.
Well, then we're not going to find him then.
Rudolph could be in my house.
Junior, he's not in your house.
You know that for a fact?
Yes.
Okay, well, if you have a Rudolph tracker, then tell us where he's at.
Junior, if you had a giant reindeer with a glowing red nose in your house, you'd know.
Okay, well, if you know where Rudolph isn't, then where is he?
I don't know, but he's not here.
Then shut up if you don't know where he's at. We're trying to think.
Yeah, you useless dude.
Okay, you know what? It's actually going to be really hard to find Rudolph because the world is like, what, a billion miles long? So, the best option for us to do is to go to an animal shelter, adopt a dog, put a red nose on him and antlers, and then give it to Santa and say that's Rudolph.
Oh, dude, that's a nice plan!
Junior, I think he wants the real Rudolph that can fly.
No. He just wants it for show. So as long as we give him something that looks like Rudolph, we'll get anything we want, and we save Christmas.
But, Junior, we'd be lying to Santa.
I lie to everyone, Cody. Santa doesn't make an exception. I can lie to him, too.
Yeah.
It seems wrong.
Okay, well, you know what's wrong? You try to celebrate your birthday on Jesus' birthday.
Yeah, and then throw an insult at me.
Well, no, it's... Okay, fine. Let's do your stupid plan.
All right, let's go to the dog shelter. Oh, man. Santa Claus is going to love the new Rudolph.
Well, at the pound, his name was Gizmo, and he was about to be put down for old age.
Oh, he's a cute little mutt. Oh, look on me, mutt, right now. Oh, you must not know Michael Vick's my uncle.
Joseph, calm down.
Oh, he's asking for it, dude.
Listen, he's just an old, sick dog.
But did he just cough? I've never even heard a dog do that before.
Well, listen, I need you to smell his butt.
Why?
I need you to smell his stink hole to see if it's stinky.
Junior, it's called a stink hole. I'm pretty sure it's stinky.
Well, listen, you have to make sure it's not stinky because he's going to be in front of all the other reindeer, and no reindeer wants to smell a reindeer's butt that's dirty.
What, Junior, this old sick dog is not going to lead a sleigh.
Smell it.
Yep, that's a dog's ass.
Well, that's how they say hello.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hello, Gizmo. Junior, this dog is going to die.
Listen. Santa Claus is going to be super happy that he's going to lead his sleigh. Now we just have to tell Santa Claus that we found Rudolph.
How are we going to do that? He didn't leave us his number or anything.
The only way you get a hold of Santa Claus is sing Santa Claus songs. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What, nigga?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
What, bitch?
Santa Claus is coming
to town. Come your west of my town. What?
But he's at the door!
Yeah, that's how you get him.
I can't believe that worked.
Hello?
Ho ho, have you boys found Rudolph yet?
Yeah, Rudolph's right here!
Rudolph, come here, boy! Don't you ever do that again!
So, Santa, are you gonna grant us our Christmas wishes?
Well, once I deliver everyone else's presents, I'll come right back here and grant all your wishes.
You promise?
Yeah, sure!
Alright, guys, let's go wait for him to deliver all the presents.
Okie-doo.
Guys, I can't believe Santa's gonna give us whatever we want.
Why did he run away like that?
Because he's in a rush, Cody.
Yeah, he has to deliver presents, dude.
Well, not for a few days.
Well, we have to go all the way back to the North Pole. We're in Florida. It's a long drive.
Yeah, he's trying to get ahead of schedule.
The news is on.
Breaking news, okay? The real Santa Claus has died in a freak sleigh crash because Rudolph was just a dog with a red nose painted on him and the sleigh could not fly. Truly tragic.
Yeah! Junior, we killed Santa Claus!
What do you mean, we?
Well, he was looking for Rudolph and instead we gave him a sick dog that couldn't fly, so he crashed.
Well, a plane can still fly with one engine.
Okay, so?
So, his sleigh has 9 reindeer, so if one reindeer goes missing, he should still be able to fly. I think George Bush did it.
Mm-hmm. Inside job, dude.
Well, either way, Santa's dead and Christmas is ruined.
What? No Christmas? No family?
No family, Joseph. What are we gonna do, Cody, since Christmas is ruined?
Well, I still have my menorah.
We're not gonna celebrate your birthday, Cody!
It's not a birthday thing!
Then why are there candles?
Well, it's... Fine, we won't do this.
Hey!
Who are you?
I think that's an elf, Junior.
You guys killed Santa!
No, we didn't!
Yes, you did! You gave Santa a fake Rudolph and he crashed!
Oops.
No, oops. Now you have to be Santa and deliver all the presents.
But that's impossible.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, tonight you're going to do a text run and see how fast you can deliver presents to a house.
It's going
to
be pretty slow. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, because we're not Santa Claus.
I'll give you Santa's magic. Now which one wants to do it?
I do not want to be Santa Claus.
No, Cody, you got to be Santa Claus. You already have glasses like Santa.
But you killed Santa, so you should be Santa.
Well, you be Santa.
You be Santa.
You be Santa. You be Santa.
I don't want to be
Santa. There. Now you have Santa's powers.
What, Ken?
Ken can't be Santa Claus. He's a doll.
He's not a doll, Junior.
I don't care. Now deliver this present to this address. I'll be watching you.
Cody, Ken can't be Santa Claus.
Yes, he can, Junior. He's already a lawyer, astronaut, doctor, scientist for the NBA. He can be Santa Claus. Or should I call him Kenta Claus? Or Saint Kentless? Or Ken Kringle? That's all I got.
But Cody, we can't deliver this present because Ken has all the powers.
Junior, I have an idea. They want us to deliver this present to test if we'd be a good Santa, right? So how about we just do a really bad job delivering this present and then we don't have to be Santa and we don't have to worry about this.
You're right, Cody. If we do a really bad job being Santa, they'll be like, we don't want you being Santa, and they'll give the powers to someone else.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be hard to screw this up.
Yeah, well, let's go screw up being Santa Claus.
Come on, Kenta Claus.
Let's go to this house.
All right, Junior, this is the house.
Okay, so how do we get in? Do you see a chimney?
I'm not getting on the roof.
But we're supposed to be like Santa Claus.
But we're also supposed to suck, remember?
Aren't you good at sucking?
Well, yeah, but not at this.
Okay, let's just go through the front door.
But, Junior, we can't just walk into their house.
Well, let's see if the door's unlocked.
Well, it's not going to be unlocked.
It is unlocked.
Wow, okay.
Let's go.
All right, Junior, deliver the present. Yeah, that's good.
Boydie, I hear noises.
Yeah, well, maybe it's you snoring.
No, Boydie, I hear noises.
You know, it might be my stomach growling because you burned dinner and I didn't get to eat.
Boydie, it's coming from the living room.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody broke in and they'll kill me. Wouldn't that be nice?
Boydie, you have to get up and go check.
I'm not getting up until I hear something.
Cody, I really feel like we should make like a huge mess so we can suck at being Santa.
But we don't want them calling the cops. Let's just go.
No. We have to do a really bad job of being Santa, and Santa would not make a mess, right?
I mean, I guess that's true.
Let's watch.
Oh, Junior, what the hell is wrong with you?
What? Okay, I heard that. All right, I'll get up. I'll check. See what that noise was. What the hell? What happened to my tree? But hey, you goon! Get the hell out of my house!
Run, Cody, run!
Yeah, you better run.
Ugh, I'm so mad.
What was that noise, Pointy?
Two goons broke into our house and knocked over our Christmas tree.
Did they steal anything?
No, because I chased them off. But I'm pretty sure I know who it was, and I'm gonna go give them a stern talking to.
Okay, we delivered the present.
Yeah, there's no way we get hired as Santa now.
What the hell was that? Did you even try?
That was us trying.
Santa's supposed to be quiet and go down chimneys.
Listen, lady, I don't know what to tell you. We're just bad at being Santa. Find somebody else.
Well, someone has to be Santa.
There you are, you goons. You broke into my house.
Hey, you can't just come into our house without asking.
Oh, like you did in my house and you knocked over my Christmas tree?
You can be Santa.
Oh, no. I don't want to be Tim Allen. I don't have time for those kind of shenanigans.
Well, someone has to be Santa.
Give the news.
Breaking news, UK. The real Santa Claus is not dead. The Santa that died earlier today was just a guy dressed up as Santa Claus and rode a sleigh off of his roof with a dog that looked like Rudolph.
Wait, Santa Claus isn't dead? Well, I guess I can take these off.
Oh, can I have those? I'm still pretty pissed off.
Sure, here you go.
Yeah, just stick them on there. Oh, I'm so mad you guys broke into my house and knocked over my Christmas tree.
You don't look mad at all.
I don't? I am mad, I promise.
Can you come fix his eyebrows?
Yes.
You look like you have a question.
I need to better convey my anger.
Here, hold on.
Yes.
Hold still!
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just so mad.
Let me see.
Am I mad now?
Yeah, you seem pretty mad.
I'm really mad you guys knocked over my tree and broke into my house.
Well, listen, we're really sorry. We won't do it again. We were just trying to be Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, you're sorry, huh? Well, let me nibble that ear.
What?
What? let me nibble that ear. Okay. There, that's what you get. Now, never do it again or I'll nibble your other ear. Okay, well, Junior, I guess Santa's not really dead, so that everything worked out.
Wow, today was a crazy day.
Yeah.
I have a question, Cody.
Okay.
What happened to your free medium french fries you get from McDonald's every week? You haven't been eating them.
Oh, I still get them. I mean, I don't always eat them here, but, like, I get them. Like, I eat them at home, like, in bed and stuff.
Well, everyone's been upset that you haven't been eating them.
Well, all right, fine. You know what? Here you go. Here's my free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week. There you go. You happy?
Eat one.
Okay. There. I'm doing it. Doing the thing. You happy?
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Jeffy, why are you making that noise?
Guy, it's November 26th, and my yogurt slinger hasn't sneezed yet.
What?
I've gone the entire month of November without firing my milk cannon. It's about to overheat!
What's a milk cannon? What are you talking about?
I'm part of the 31st Gooner Battalion, and I'm edging.
What are you talking about?
It's dark and scary!
Jeffy, calm down. The power just went out. Look, it's back on.
Why did the power go out?
I don't know. Maybe, like, it's a power surge, or maybe someone's pet hamster chewed on the power lines.
Why would a hamster be on the power lines?
I don't know. I was just taking a guess. Jeffy, cut! It's back on! It's back on. Why are you screaming?
Because I'm staring in the dark, Daddy!
Marvin, why is this happening?
I don't know. Maybe the weather's bad. Maybe it's windy and it's knocking the telephone wires down of power lines. Let's turn on the news and see if the news knows.
Breaking news, UK! The United States power grid was attacked by Russian hackers, and now there's a nationwide power shortage. So in order to resupply the power grid, all U.S. citizens with children will be given these Monsters, Inc. canisters, and they will have to scare their children to collect their screams. Because if you've seen the movie Monsters, Inc., children's screams can power a whole city.
Russian hackers?
Where are they rushing to?
What are they talking about, a scream can? Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey, Marvin. I'm here to give you your government-issued scream can. Just have your kid scream into this.
But I don't have a kid. Jeffy's 20 years old.
Oh, Marvin. We really need a Jeffy video today. 5 out of the last 6 videos have been junior videos, and we're going to be looking for jobs soon. So, but it doesn't really matter how old he is, because it goes by mental age, not physical age. And let's be honest, Jeffy is not mentally 20 years old.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
So you just have him scream into this. But it has to be a genuine scream, okay? Like he's really afraid for his life.
Oh, that's easy. Jeffy is really easy to scream.
But, you know, in the Monsters, Inc. movie, laughter actually worked better than screams, so if you can make him laugh, that's even better.
Well, Jeffy doesn't really laugh.
Oh, yeah? Well, good thing you're looking at Jokey McJokesterstein. Yep, that's what they used to call me in high school, because of how funny I was. I would always make jokes that were funny.
So you're funny?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, Marvin.
Well, you can make Jeffy laugh if you want to.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. You get it, Marvin, because I'm a cop and we frequently shoot people? Give it a shot. See what I did there?
Well, that was kind of a stretch.
Marvin, I'm not wearing yoga pants. You get it, Marvin? Because, like, you stretch in yoga, and so you said it was a stretch, and so I said the thing about yoga pants. See, that's next-level comedy, Marvin. You wouldn't get that kind of thing.
Okay, try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay, I think I can take a crack at it, because I arrest crack addicts, because I'm a cop, like I said. See, this is a crack addict. Sounds like crack addicts, and don't do crack.
Okay, listen, just come in and try to make Jeffy laugh.
Okay.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was.
Hey there, everybody. Hey, I'm Brooklyn Tea Guy, but you can just call me Jokey McJokester Pants.
I thought it was Steen.
Yeah, well, I got a Steen in my pants. A doo-doo Steen from digging in my ass. Got a dirty ass. Hey, how about you, sir? You got a dirty ass? You digging in your ass? You got doo-doo Steen, sir?
Yes, he does.
Oh, he's got doo-doo Steens. Hey, when I say doo-doo, you say Steens. Doo-doo.
Steens.
Yeah, that's right. Doo-doo.
Steens.
Yes, sir. That is right. Hey, sir, what do you do for work?
Oh, I sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what my ex-wife did, too. She would sit on the couch all day, every goddamn day. Sat on it so much, the couch actually got a big old crater in it, shaped like her ass. Just a big old ass print. Hey, you know when NASA launched the moon landing? Yeah, they accidentally landed on my couch, because I thought those craters were moon craters, but they were ass craters from her ass. How about that? Hey, what's your name?
Rose.
Hey, Rose, I bet I can guess your mother's favorite flower.
Okay.
Is it a tulip?
No.
Tulip. See what I did there? You didn't see that coming. I switched it up on you. Yeah. Hey, you in the helmet. Hey, how'd you get here? A car? Because it looks like you got here on a bicycle, or rollerblades, or a scooter, or a skateboard, or any other vehicle that would require a helmet. Is that right? Hey, you folks want to hear some jokes?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how do you help someone who's been in a peekaboo accident? You take them to the ICU. Yeah, that's right. Hey, peekaboo. Hey, what's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea? I've never paid $300 to have a garbanzo bean on my face.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's still good to laugh, right? Hey, you there, Baldy. Why did the birds attack the dog?
Why?
He was pure bred. Because birds, they like bread.
They do.
They do like bread.
Yeah. I get that one.
Yeah, you gotta think about it. Hey, you helmet. What do you call four Mexicans in quicksand? Cuatro Cinco.
I just came.
All right. I gotta do one more and then I gotta go, okay? So, what's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? Absolutely fucking nothing. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. What's the difference between the world's biggest hippopotamus and my ex-wife? I'd want to have sex with the hippopotamus. Ha. Hey, well, that's my time, everybody. I gotta get going. You guys have been great. Thank you. Ugh, what was that, guy? What was that?
Boyne, you did so great!
No, I didn't, Karen. I fucking sucked.
No, Boyne, you were hilarious. I was laughing the whole time.
Really? Because I was hearing crickets up there. I was dying up there. Hey, kid, you did good. I don't know, Steve. I don't think I'm cut out for this kind of thing. I was bombing. That one girl didn't even know why she was laughing. And that one guy came. What was that about? Did I help? That's not what I was going for.
Boyne, you just need more practice.
Yeah, kid, it's your first gig. Yeah, maybe you guys are right. Hey, did I go on too long with all the doo-doo stuff? It felt like too long. I mean, I did the chant, and I think they liked that.
Boyne, I loved your hummus joke.
What the fuck are you talking about, Karen? I didn't say hummus one time.
No, the chickpeas, like in hummus? Like, oh, who wants hummus all over their face? I mean, unless you're eating it, it gets really messy, and it gets crusty in the corners of your mouth.
Yeah, I'll write that down. Hey, guys, I'm back. Sorry, I was in the bathroom. Hey, was there a guy who looks kind of like me here? Yeah, that was my brother, Jokey McJokester Steen Pants. Steen.
That was just you in a suit.
No. Hey, let's check the can. Okay, this can must be defective, because it should be overflowing with giggle power.
Face it, Brooklyn guy, you're never gonna fill that can.
Shut up, Roz.
And don't forget to file your paperwork correctly, for once.
Now I see why Mike Wazowski doesn't like you, you bitch.
So we just have to make Jeffy scream then?
Yeah, we just gotta make him scream into this can.
Well, I can do that, but without the S.
Stop it, it's November, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Well, I already failed.
Okay, so we have to find ways to scare Jeffy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of like the video Jeffy's Hiccups.
Shut the fuck up, Marvin. We're halfway through this bitch. Maybe you should have said that sooner.
Okay, so do you know a way to make Jeffy scream?
Oh, well, I know exactly how to get him to scream. Ah! Now you.
You see, Marvin? Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
That was your big plan to make him scream?
Okay, let's see your plan.
Jeffy, the whole world's gonna stop making food and the only thing you can eat is green beans.
Okay.
You hate green beans.
Yeah, I'll just Good Morning America myself.
Wow, Marvin, that was your big plan?
Well, okay, you know what? Jeffy, that's it. You're grounded for the rest of your life. No video games.
Okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
Does anyone have anything else to do?
Oh, Marvin, I have an idea. Earlier, he screamed when the lights went out.
Oh, he did. Hey, Burton Guy, can you turn the lights off?
Don't call me by my full name. Full legal name is Crazy.
Wait, his name's Crazy?
Well, Jeffy, I really hope the power doesn't go out. It's out! Oh, my God, the power's out!
Okay.
Wait, Jeffy, you screamed last time the power was out.
Yeah, I can't really think about that right now because I just shot a bucket of glue out of my gummy worm.
Burton Guy, turn the lights back on.
I told you not to call me that. It's weird.
Do you prefer Crazy?
Well, they can be fun, but when they start blowing up my phone, it gets to be a problem. And then they show up at my house when my wife is there, and I just can't be doing that.
Marvin, I'm confused.
Do you have anything else that you can do to make him scared and scream?
Yeah, I think I got something. Okay, Jeffy, nothing makes kids scream like roller coasters. But we don't have any roller coasters around here. So I bought Roller Coaster Tycoon for the iPad. So we're going to ride a roller coaster on the iPad. Oh, look at that. Oh, hey, listen to him. Listen to him screaming. Ah, woo. Tell me what noise you'd make if you were on this roller coaster, Jeffy.
Aww.
No, that's not what I would do. I'd go, ah, because it's scary. Oh, we're upside down. Ooh, woo, woo, shwee. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Isn't that just bananas?
Scream, Jeffy. Like, scream, ah.
Go. My banana cream pie.
Okay, focus. Focus on the roller coaster.
Maybe this roller coaster's not scary enough.
I don't think this is going to work. Okay, so let's not do that one. We need a crazier roller coaster. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Yeah, let's do this one. This is gonna scare the pants off you. This is what you need. Okay. Oh, here we go. Aren't you just excited? Aren't you excited to go?
Ooh, that's a big climb.
Get ready to scream.
Oh, look at the heights.
Oh,
scary heights.
Big drop. Gonna be a big drop.
Big scary heights.
Chugga, 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 chugga. Ready? Get ready to scream. It's going to be scary.
Yeah, you ready to scream?
Let's scream your head off.
Okay.
Oh, we're dipping. We're dipping. Wait, what's that?
Whoa.
It doesn't look like the track's finished. Oh, no. We're going to fucking die. Ah!
Huh? Are you going to the moon?
Yeah. I don't,
Oh, what the? That's like the calendar.
We died. Isn't that scary, Jeffy?
Dear God. There's a big explosion. What do you think about that, Jeffy?
Marvin, I don't think it worked.
Okay, is there anything else that you can do to make him scream?
Yeah, I got an idea. Okay, Jeffy, so you don't want to scream, huh? Well, how about now? You want to fucking scream now? What if I shot you in the fucking face? Would that make you scream, huh? Okay, what if I pistol whip your dad, huh?
Well, no.
Hey, you want to scream now? How about that?
I'm going to stick a crayon in my ass. A yellow one.
Well, does it have to be yellow?
No, it could be purple. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Marvin, I don't think we're gonna make him scream. I think we just got a defective can.
Well, no, you haven't made him scream or laugh.
Oh, well, there's the problem.
Well, you're supposed to be doing that!
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, so there's nothing you can do to...
Stupid. For that ass!
Well, I got his $10.
Let's get in!
Ooh! Goddamn,
get in, get in, slut!
Yes.
Alright, what happens once he gets in?
Ooh, you know what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
She better get...